7 days a week, 303-733-4140.
Not just talk. This is where progressives come to talk. KKZN Thornton, Denver Boulder. And online at am760.net.
Uncle Sam tracking your calls.
Our privacy is being sold.
If you haven't done anything wrong, what are you worried about?
A break in the Duke case?
A possible DNA link to one of the lacrosse players.
Prison and remorse in a Rhode Island fire.
I'm truly sorry. I am.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. New allegations have surfaced over the extent of the Bush administration's call monitoring program. Live to CBS's Dan Revive. And Dan, these charges include some familiar phone company names.
Verizon, AT&T, and Bell South, since 9/11, have been giving the ultra-secret NSA, the National Security Agency, records of every phone call made in the U.S. Even if you're not calling a foreign number, according to USA Today, government computers have a record of your calls to look for patterns that might be linked with terrorism. Reaction from customers at a diner near Washington.
That's really sickening.
But some don't mind.
They're not listening to the conversation.
Whatever it takes to protect Americans.
Oh, I don't believe anything's private nowadays.
A political factor? The head of the NSA was Michael Hayden, says CBS's Bill Plant at the White House.
Hayden's nomination to head the CIA has to be confirmed by the Senate, and there's already some opposition to putting a military man in the job. These new revelations of data mining are likely to make Hayden's confirmation even more difficult.
USA Today reports one phone company refused to cooperate. Quest. Live in Washington, Dan Revive, CBS News.
A pair of reports on last summer's London bombings is sure to fuel debate over responsibility for the attacks that left 52 people dead. CBS News reporter Vicky Barker has details.
No intelligence failures, but intelligence gaps. There just wasn't enough manpower or money to track down four homegrown British terrorists. That doesn't wash with Diana Garrodi, who lost her sister in the London attacks.
If we can afford a war in Iraq, surely we can afford to get protected in England.
Families of the victims say these reports aren't enough. They want to see the same kind of public inquiry which followed the September 11th attacks in the U.S. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Well, a published report says genetic evidence has been found that may link one Duke lacrosse player with a stripper who claimed she was raped by three members of the team. We're live with CBS's Jim Krasula.
Nick, it's not 100% certain, but published reports suggest a possible link in the Duke lacrosse rape case. The Durham Herald Sun says the tissue found under a stick-on fingernail of the woman who claimed she was raped during a lacrosse team party partially matches one of the players. If accurate, it would offer the first DNA evidence potentially linking the dancer and an alleged attacker. Two Duke lacrosse players have already been charged with rape and kidnapping. Prosecutors hope to charge a third player.
A former rock band tour manager will spend the next 4 years in prison. Daniel Beakley was given the sentence for his role in a 2003 Rhode Island nightclub fire that killed 100 people. Beakley wept in court as he took responsibility for the tragedy.
I don't know that I'll ever forgive myself for what happened that night. So I can't expect anybody else to.
And Eileen DeBonaventure, who lost her son, says 4 years behind bars is not justice.
It is a total slap in the face.
Next stop, the Senate for a House-passed $70 billion tax cut bill. How will it affect your pocketbook? Here's CBS News correspondent Cheryl Atkinson.
The Morrises, a Washington couple with two small children, earn around $100,000 a year. They'll save about $1,000.
It'll be nice, but I don't even know if we'll notice it. Most people who pay taxes will benefit a little bit.
Some more than others. For incomes of $50,000 or less, you'll average no more than $46 in savings. $100,000 to $1 million saves anywhere from about $1,300 to a little more than $5,500. Over $1 million, your savings will average nearly $42,000 a year.
And what about the impact on the rising tide of federal red ink? CBS's Anthony Mason takes a look.
$600 a second. That's how fast the national debt is growing on the national debt clock a block from New York's Times Square. And at more than $8 trillion and counting, the clock can't keep up for long.
We're running out of digits.
Real estate developer Douglas Durst, the clock's owner, says he didn't plan on the debt reaching $10 trillion.
So you figure you're going to run out of space how soon?
Within 2 years.
The U.S. is in hock as deep as any nation in history. Who holds all of our IOUs? Well, more than a quarter of our debt is now owed to foreign countries.
Each taxpayer were billed for his share of the debt, it would amount to $28,000. Time on the roundup is 5 past the hour.
Rocky Mountain Cyberknife. Visit RockyMountainCyberKnifeCK.com.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Many were smoking up, some were just speaking up, and now two CU students are suing.
Cameras were clicking at Farron Field on the CU Boulder campus on April 20th when a large number of students showed up for a smokeout to protest marijuana laws. Those photos have been plastered all over campus and on the Internet, along with a $50 reward if names are turned in. Today, two students will announce that they will file a lawsuit alleging their civil rights were violated. Mason Tvert with the pro-pod group Safer.
They closed this field based on the content of the speech that they expected to be there. And the content of that speech is saying that our current marijuana laws are ridiculous. And because they knew that that speech was coming, they took action to chill that speech. And that is just not legal under our Constitution.
Tvert says many students on the field were not smoking marijuana and are being harassed by having their picture hung around town and campus like they are criminals. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Tim. Well, we're off to a wonderful start this morning. We're accident and stall-free across the drive. In fact, speeds are still on the high side through downtown and the Tech Center on I-25. Our one note of slowing, though, is settling into place on the north end of 25. Southbound lanes of the highway are heavy and slow now between 104th Avenue and 84th Avenue. Eastbounders across I-70 dealing with some earlier than normal sun glare in those eastbound lanes right around Brighton Boulevard. C-470 also slowing down on that eastbound approach to University. Eastbound lanes of 6th Avenue heading through Lakewood are in great shape, and you've got a clear shot to the I-25 interchange, and the southbound lanes of I-225 itself are running smooth through Aurora. In today's forecast, we'll see a hot...
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
You know what the good life is like because you dream about it every day. You dream about the bigger house and the luxury car, maybe traveling around the world. But you wake up and find you're still in the same old job, working for the same old pay, week in and week out. But what if I can show you how to make your fortune investing in real estate, even if you've never done it before? Come on, you say, it takes money to get started. And you're right, but it doesn't have to be your money. In fact, I bought my first property at age 17 without a penny to my name, and I've been making millions ever since. Hi, I'm Dolph DeRoos, and I'm inviting you to see what the good life is really like. I'd like to send you a powerful free tape that will show you how you can get started earning the kind of money you really want so you can become rich, very rich. Now I'm going to give you a number that you need to call for my free tape. Are you ready? It's 1-800-500-1093. Stop dreaming about the good life and start living it. That's 1-800-500-1093. 1-800-500-1093.
Have you ever given out your website instead of your phone number? Why? Because people can learn everything about your business with a few clicks on the computer. Over 100,000 people listen to our online broadcasts every month. Just like you, they're in front of their computer and next to a phone. For a dollar an ad, you can let them know about your amazing business. Call Sean at 303-713-8318 or click on the Our Advertisers button to find out more. How secure is your computer network? Computer security breaches are an ever-increasing risk to your business. Illegal downloading of confidential information, unauthorized installation of software, even theft. ABBA Technologies offers solutions from HP, Ardense, and ClearCube. Let ABBA Technologies assess your network today. Call them toll-free at 888-642-6309 or visit abbatech.com. That's ABBATech.com. ABBA Technologies, your trusted advisor for all your IT needs.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-460-0580 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-460-0580. 1-800-460-0580.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Hey, how's the wedding planning going?
I'm excited, but the planning is really stressing me out. Between the caterer, florist, and my mother-in-law, I'm completely overwhelmed. And what about the music at the reception?
Whoa! Just breathe, girl. Music is the easiest part. When I got married, I called Team Nickel Productions, and they did so much to help me out. They know weddings are expensive, and they worked within my budget.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Team Nickel Productions met with me in person to pick out the music I wanted to hear for my special day. They even worked with my reception location to set up all the details. And they even had karaoke. It was the easiest part of my wedding. You should call Team Nickel Productions now.
What's the number?
720-266-4918.
Call Team Nickel Productions at 720-266-4918 or click on the image in your media player. Let Team Nickel Productions provide the music for your exclusive gathering. Team Nickel Productions, 720-266-4918.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngelHomesColorado.com.
Take USA Today, or you don't pick it up at a vending machine. You can get online and look at the story. The NSA has massive databases, has a massive database of Americans' phone calls. That's you and I. The National Security Agency has been secretly collecting the phone call records of tens of millions of Americans using data provided by AT&T, Verizon, and Bell South. People with direct knowledge of the arrangement told USA Today. The NSA program reaches into the homes and businesses across the nation by amassing information about calls of ordinary Americans, most of whom aren't suspected of any crime. The program does not involve the NSA listening to or recording conversations, but the spy agency is using the data to analyze calling patterns in an effort to detect terrorist activity, a source said in a separate interview. The NSA Record Collection Program is what we're talking about. It's the largest database ever assembled in the world, said one person, who, like the others who agreed to talk about the NSA's activities, declined to be identified by name or affiliation. The agency's goal is to create a database of every call ever made within the nation's borders, this person added. That means, you know what that means? That means you and I. Now, what right has the government got to know about our phone calls if we are not suspected of doing anything wrong? Even if they're not listening to our phone calls, what right do they have to know about what phone calls that we make? In other words, do they know about the fact that every time I pick the phone up and I call Mary, Every time you pick the phone up and you call me here? Every time I pick the phone up and call John Turk? Every time John Turk calls me? For the customers of these companies, it means that the government has detailed and recorded, has detailed records, rather, of calls they made across town, across the country, to family members, co-workers, business contacts, and others. The three telecommunications companies are working under a contract with the NSA, which launched the program back in 2001, shortly after September 11th terrorist attack, the sources said. The program is aimed at identifying and tracking suspected terrorists, according to sources. The sources will talk only under a guarantee of anonymity because the NSA program is secret. And, of course, Air Force General Michael Hayden, the guy who designed all this, has been nominated by President Bush to become the director of the CIA. He headed the NSA from March 1999 to April 2005. In that post, Hayden would have overseen the agency's domestic call tracking program. Hayden declined to comment about the program. Oh, no kidding. The NSA domestic program, as described by sources, is far more expansive than what the White House has acknowledged last year. Bush said he'd authorized the NSA to eavesdrop without warrants on international calls and international emails of people suspected of having links to terrorists when one party to communicate in the USA. Warrants have also not been used in the NSA's efforts to create a national call database. In defending previously disclosed programs, Bush insisted that the NSA was focused exclusively on international calls. In other words, Bush explained, one end of the communication must be from outside the United States. As a result, domestic call records, those calls that originate and terminate within the U.S. borders, were believed to be private. Sources, however, say this is not the case. This guy lied again. George W. Bush has been caught lying again. And you know what? I'm sorry. I don't mean it's 6:16, 16 minutes after 6 in the morning, to sit here and start screaming in your ear. And the last thing you really want to do when you get up in the morning and get going is hear some guy on the radio who's angry and yelling his head off. You know, that works at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon after you've been up all day. It doesn't work when you're just getting up at 6:17. If I heard myself on here at 6:17 screaming and yelling my head off, I'd go, oh, my God, who is this madman on the radio? I'd turn the damn radio off myself. But how can you not get upset about this stuff? That George W. Bush has been caught lying again, and this time it's about the phone calls you make, and the phone calls I make, and the phone calls other people make, and we're not doing anything wrong. And the Fourth Amendment says, even though General Hayden, we don't have that cut of Hayden. Do we still have that cut of Hayden? Which, you know, I played a million times earlier this week, where Hayden doesn't understand the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution of the United States about oath or affirmation. Here's General Hayden. Listen to this guy.
My understanding is that the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution specifies that you must have probable cause to be able to do a search that does not violate an American's right against unlawful searches and seizures.
Fourth Amendment actually protects all of us against unreasonable search and seizure.
But that's what it says. The measure is probable cause, I believe.
The amendment says unreasonable search and seizure.
But does it not say probable?
No.
The court standard, the legal standard,
search and seizure.
The legal standard is probable cause.
Just to be very clear, okay, and believe me, if there's any amendment to the Constitution that employees of the National Security Agency are familiar with, it's the Fourth, right? And it is a reasonableness standard in the Fourth Amendment.
This guy, General Hayden, is a donut head. Go look at the Fourth Amendment. Go read it. Go look at it yourself. Probable cause is in there. I don't know what else to tell you this morning other than what I just told you. You want to get on the phone and talk about this? 303-713-7600. If this doesn't disturb you, to me, this ought to be the number one story of the day today. This ought to be the number one story of the day today. In defending the previously disclosed program, Bush insisted that the National Security Agency was focused exclusively on international calls. In other words, Bush explained, one end of the communication must be outside the United States. As a result, domestic call records, those calls that originate and terminate within the U.S. borders, were believed to be private. Sources say, however, that this is not the case. With the access of records of billions of domestic calls, the NSA has gained a secret window into the communication habits of millions of Americans. Customers' names, street addresses, and other personal information are not being handed over as part of the NSA's domestic program, the sources said, but the phone numbers the NSA collects can easily be cross-checked with other databases to obtain that information. Am I the only person who's disturbed by this? I'm going to tell you something. I am, you know, more than disturbed by this. I'm livid by it. I really am. And I'm tempted to blow off all the rest of the guests this morning and sit here for 4 hours and do nothing but talk about this day in, day out, day after day, day after day, day after day. And how this administration can get away with this stuff and how ordinary people can go ahead and think that this is okay under the guise of pursuing terrorists is beyond me. So you know what? If you call us at 303-713-7600, according to this USA Today article, you know what? The NSA knows you're calling AM 760 Progressive Talk because they probably have got a log of your calls. Congratulations. So
there are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
The 2006 Summer of Stars and Coors Light Live welcomes Brad Paisley Friday, June 23rd at Coors Amphitheater.
Got you in trouble in high school.
Country music superstar Brad Paisley shines with energy. His amazing prowess on guitar and up-tempo hits provide a perfect night under the stars. Brad Paisley with special guest Sarah Evans. An amazing voice and talent that will light up the stage. Rising star Eric Church joins the fun along with Flappin' Jacks and the Railbenders. It's a country music jamboree not to be missed. Brad Paisley, joined by Sarah Evans, Eric Church, and more.
Yeah, when I get where I'm going.
Tickets are on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets. 303-830-TIXS or Ticketmaster.com.
Another tip. Guy at the ice cream shop.
Part of the Coors Light Live concert series, produced by House of Blues Concerts.
Can't get a reservation.
We're back.
Hey,
I'm out.
Seriously?
Yeah, I got I got a lot to do. It's a huge night for me tonight because you got the second last Will and Grace.
NBC. Okay.
Yes.
Can't miss that. It's building to the big conclusion.
Yes.
You know? Then you got the season finales of My Name Is Earl in the Office.
Uh-huh.
Hilarious hour.
Yep.
And so that
and everything's supersized tonight,
exactly.
Right? 40 minutes long.
That's right. It supersizes
so,
back.
Got to see that.
That is really fattening TV.
That,
but good.
Oh my. Yeah. And then it's ER. So an amazing night. I'm out of here.
Bye.
Now we can get Orton.
No, it's over.
Do the herbs in Kaito Gold really help you lose weight? Here's an actual customer.
As soon as I started taking them, I stopped gaining weight and started losing weight. I didn't change my diet at all.
And Kaito Gold can help you, too, with fiber to absorb fat, nopal cactus to metabolize sugars, and Hoodia to suppress your appetite, plus fat-burning agents and vitamins. I'm Tom Martino with this special for you. Buy 3 bottles, get 3 free with free shipping. Call 877-500-DIET or 877-500-DIET.
Everyone qualifies regardless of pre-existing conditions or citizenship status. As a member, your bills will be a fraction of what they might have been. You'll save on doctor visits, surgery, hospital stays, dental, vision, lab work, prescriptions, and have access to one of the largest health care networks in the country. To learn more about how you can save hundreds, if not thousands of dollars on your health care every year, call for your free brochure. 1-888-400-3006. 1-888-400-3006. Visit us on the web at QHealth.com. Qualified health membership is satisfaction guaranteed, and you may cancel at any time. $3 a day is a small price to pay for peace of mind. So if you don't have insurance or are underinsured, call Qualified Health today. 1-888-400-3006. 1-888-400-3006.
A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 624, 24 minutes after 6, high today, 67, mostly sunny skies. We're talking about this disturbing article in USA Today. NSA has now got a massive database of American phone calls. That's your phone calls and my phone calls. And by the way, The government has abruptly ended an inquiry into the warrantless eavesdropping program because the National Security Agency has refused to grant the Justice Department lawyers the necessary security clearances to probe the matter. The Justice Department's Office of Professional Responsibility, or the OPR, sent a fax to Representative Maurice Henschy, a Democrat of New York, on Wednesday, saying they were closing their inquiry because without clearance, their lawyers cannot examine the Justice Department's role in the program. One line open at 303-713-7600. All calls not guaranteed to be monitored by the NSA. Let's go to Pat in Broomfield. Pat, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I hope they're listening to this call. I really do. I hope they listen to all my calls. I hope they really listen to them. This is so infuriating. I can't. I'm like, I think my blood pressure is going through the roof. And frankly, for every person that voted for this jackass and every person that still backs him, thank them. Thank them for doing this to us.
Yeah,
I'm so sick of these people. Jay, I swear to God, if I hear one more person defend him, I don't know what I'm going to do.
I guess the 31% got what they wanted.
Boy, they sure did.
You know, under this current program, they're not listening into your calls, but what they are doing is they're making a note of your calling pattern. So, in other words, they would know that you had dialed 303-713-7600.
Uh-huh. And God knows you're a radical hothead.
Yeah, so they're watching.
We're plotting, aren't we?
Right, so they're watching what we're doing.
You know, my comment to those who still think he's such a hot potato, welcome to fascist Germany, children. This is where we're headed. And I'm calling Comcast today. Is Comcast affiliated with AT&T, to your knowledge?
You know, to my knowledge, I don't know if they are or they aren't. The only organization that I know of that
has said no
was Quest. AT&T recently merged with SBC and kept the AT&T name. Verizon, Bell South, and AT&T are the nation's three biggest telecommunications companies, and Quest was the only one that said no.
Well, I'm going to call Comcast, and I want to find out if there's an affiliation. If there is, I'm canceling my phone, my home phone, and I'll go with Quest.
Yeah, I'm with Quest, so I feel vindicated by being with Quest. It just happens to be luck that I went with Quest.
Well, this is outrageous, and we need to wake up, and we need to, for God's sake, and especially people my age. I mean, for crying out loud, you people are going to suffer at the hands of this man and his buddies. What the heck are you thinking?
You know, nobody in Congress really, I mean, even Republicans who are supposed to, who have been shopping this crap for years about this big libertarian streak that they have and about how they're concerned with people's, you know, individual rights and liberties. And, you know, even they're sitting there being quiet. And when the president, you know, spoke the last time, I believe it was in the State of the Union address, when he was talking about the NSA spying thing, and he said, I'm going to continue to keep on doing it, he got a standing ovation for it.
I mean, this is so scary to me, and the only hope I have, the only hope, is that there is a light at the end of the tunnel here. But we need to wake up to what those people that represent us, what are they doing? What is Ken doing? What is Wayne doing? What is Bob doing? I think Mark, we can kind of count on the fact that he's probably doing what we hope he's doing. But we need to look at the rest of them. And we need to keep all of that in our heads because November's right around the corner.
Well, I'm not going to drop this subject, that's for sure. And
no.
I think that what I'm going to turn around and do is I'm either going to try to get Mark Udall or Diana to get on tomorrow or the next day and get and ask them specifically about this and how they feel about this. You know, we have other guests scheduled to be on this morning. And one of the people I'll ask is Rich Masters, who we've had on before. He's a longtime Democratic strategist, and we'll ask him about this. But I feel like this story, I feel like it just makes everything else pale in comparison.
I agree with
you.
That
they have no right to know whether I call you or you call me because they don't have a warrant, they haven't followed the FISA law, and it's our personal information, and as long as there's no oath or affirmation or probable cause, what in the hell are they doing with our information?
Well, I mean, I don't expect these people to be honest. I do not anticipate they will ever be above board. I don't think they are capable of that. But what I do expect is for Americans to wake up and stop laying down like sheep in the pasture as the wolf comes trotting in. This is ridiculous. And we're not a country that normally behaves this way. I don't know what, if he's putting stuff in the water.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is.
You know, I wish people would answer that. Why more people are not outraged about it. Pat, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Have a good day, Jake.
Okay, thanks. And for the NSA, the number was 303-713-7600. Why aren't people more upset about this? I haven't made it a secret. I mean, this has been going on for a long time. I mean, Mary and I give extra money to the ACLU every month. I mean, I feel like our civil liberties are in trouble and have felt this way for a long, long time. But poll after poll shows that the American people are split on this NSA thing. Why are they split? Do you think that the government has a right to have this information about you if you haven't done anything wrong? So in other words, under this NSA spying program, if you pick up the phone and you call Delivery by Jeeves, or Pizza Hut, or Rocky's Autos, they know you've made the phone call. Why? That doesn't sound right to me. I mean, if I want to call Amelia Earhart's house 20 times a day, breathe heavy, and hang up, what business is it of the NSA's? Right, Amelia?
I get enough weird phone calls.
Hello? No, but I mean, seriously, did you realize that they're collecting this information on everybody? So that means they're collecting it on you, too.
I know. It bothers me.
I mean, and I don't understand why people in this country aren't, like, hugely up in arms over this. Do you?
Well, what can you do about it on an individual basis?
Well, on an individual basis, there are several things you can do. First of all, you can start, bugging Wayne Allard and Ken Salazar about this, as well as your congressperson. And then the other thing you can do is you can go to flock to civil liberties groups like the ACLU and People for the American Way and join. And start waging battle against these people.
Yeah.
Start taking them on. And talking about this to your friends. I mean, if each of us went out and talked to five of our friends and said, okay, look, you know what? Here's the USA Today article. Read this, see if you think that this is a good thing. I mean, poll after poll shows the American people are split on this. I don't understand why. Because the federal government's not entitled to know whether I call your house or not. And they're not entitled to know whether you call my house or not, simply because we're here and we made the phone calls. We haven't done anything wrong. And the idea that we have elected leaders in this country who can't, and a guy who's going to head the CIA, who doesn't understand the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution. That's like, Amelia, you know, why don't you let me fly it in Nebraska? Well, Jay, you can't fly the plane because you don't know how. I mean, it's the same thing. All right.
That's a good point.
It's 6:32 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Boy, there's nothing worse than a guy who's cranky at 6:32 in the morning. All right, so give us some good information about Progressive Traffic. Tell us something good.
Okay, well, we do have good news. There's really not much going on the roadways except for just a lot of heavy traffic. The usual slowdown, so you're pretty used to it if you make the same commute into work every day. Right now, eastbound I-70 is jamming up at Brighton Boulevard. That mostly due to sun glare because we've got perfectly clear sky, so it's a beautiful commute heading into work. Now, eastbound lanes of 6th Avenue jamming up now between Federal and I-25. Southbounders up on the north end of I-25 are heavy coming out of Thornton North Glen between 100 and 4th Avenue and 84th Avenue. Now, the eastbound lanes of 270 also heavy between I-76 and Vasquez. But again, the good news is we're pretty much accident and stall free across the city. In today's forecast, we'll see highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Currently, we're at 34 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
With 14 Front Range locations, Pioneer Sand Company offers the largest selection of landscape materials in Colorado. For the location nearest you.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at cheaperfords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to cheaperfords.com.
Doors. Pella Windows and Doors is having a Windows Your Way sale. $500 off any installed Designer Series patio door with the purchase of four installed Architect Series or Designer Series windows. Pella's number one brand, professionally installed, beautiful, affordable doors and windows. For a free home appointment, call 866-635-5281 or visit Pella.com.
We Icelanders live longer than you Americans and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oil from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. And now our powerful omega-3s are available in America. Omega-3s that have twice the power of most omega-3s, and you can get a bottle of it from Iceland Health for free. Besides a healthier heart, our omega-3s can improve memory and energy and have powerful benefits for skin and joints. But don't just take my word for it. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference for yourself. Call 1-800-400-6017. The secret to a healthier heart is out. Try omega-3 capsules from Iceland Health and feel the difference. Get your free bottle of omega-3 by calling 1-800-400-6017. Discover the secret to living a longer, healthier life that we've been using for centuries. Call 1-800-400-6017. 1-800-400-6017.
Meet the Joneses. They're hard to keep up with. They like things fast. That's why they use Zantac. It's fast. Like last night after dinner.
Oh, heartburn?
Painful.
Zantac.
Thank you.
And then later.
Better?
Completely.
Zantac's fast.
Zantac quickly relieves the toughest heartburn and more. Like before the Joneses family barbecue.
Ribs?
Heartburn.
Zantac.
First?
Prevents.
Amazing.
Zantac's fast.
Zantac before meals prevents heartburn. Before or after. Maximum strength Zantac. It's fast. Uses directed, controls heartburn in 30 to 60 minutes.
We want to raise our kids right, so this Mother's Day, I'm taking them to Lowe's to show them how it's better to give than to receive.
Can I push the cart?
For instance, between now and the 21st, we can get 20% off all these in-stock KitchenAid small appliances your mother loves so much. Combine that with other KitchenAid rebates, and we'll really save money.
So you can buy that drill press?
I was going to say a gift card, so she can buy whatever suits her style.
Like that belt sander you're holding?
It does go with her eyes.
To make Mother's Day, hurry to Lowe's. Lowe's, let's build something together. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Okay, I'm going to change my name now from Jay Marvin to Winston Smith. It's 836, no, it's 636, I'm sorry. It's 636, 36 minutes past the hour. High today, 67. We're talking about the NSA, the National Security Agency, has a massive database of American phone calls. The National Security Agency has been secretly collecting the phone call records of tens of millions of Americans using data provided by AT&T, Verizon, and Bell South. People with direct knowledge of the arrangement told the USA Today. You can see this on USA Today's website, or get a copy of the paper and read this. And pass it around to your friends at the office and for your friends. And, you know, if there's any conservatives listening, and I always make this appeal, you know what? Any conservatives out there? Any of you wing nuts out there? Hey, all right, call me at 303-713-7600 and defend the latest move by the Bush administration here. This is the largest database ever assembled in the world. Let's go to Bill in Longmont. Bill, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Good morning, NSA.
Yeah, really.
We're going to raise some money, Jay, and buy you your own headphones that you can bring with you when you come and take them when you leave, you know.
I need something, man.
Hey, you want to put up with that again. I understand fully why there's a bunch of people who support this. And all you have to do, like the last caller mentioned, you just go back and read about the German home front in the 1930s and read about the appeals that were made to them to make them give up their liberties. We're at war. We're under threat. We have enemies all around that are gonna get us. And with that reasoning, they did everything they did. The steady erosion of civil liberties in Nazi Germany until when people finally realized what was going on, it was too late. And history has to repeat itself because nobody ever listens to it. That's exactly the same thing that's happening here.
Well, I don't want to be an extremist, and you know I fight very, very hard not to be. I try very, very hard to be common sense, but I'm going to tell you something. This smacks of fascism. This smacks of a totalitarian state. This is wrong. The president, the NSA, Michael Hayden, Alberto Gonzalez, the White House, they are breaking the law. They are violating the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution. Where are the checks and balances in this country to stop this kind of behavior?
You and I are about the same age. You and I grew up in the Cold War era. And
right.
We always heard about the things that were wrong with the Soviet Union, the knocks in the night, the KGB, the monitoring of the phone calls. Everything that we heard that was wrong about Soviet Russia, they're doing here.
It's like almost you feel like, even though in this part of the program that they're talking about this database, they're collecting numbers and calling patterns. They're not listening in to conversations. But you know what? They don't have, as far as I can see, they don't have any right under the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution of the United States to be able to collect personal and private information on you and I, vis-a-vis who we call. Look, you know what? In a criminal investigation, if somebody wants, you know, if you and I are suspected of a crime,
oh, sure,
and they want our phone records, they got to go to court to get them.
They got to go to a judge and get that warrant, yeah.
And these people are getting it without a warrant?
Yeah.
How in the world does, you know what? I'd love to get on, like, KOA and ask, some of those people over there.
Yeah.
I'd love to get over there and ask them. Names will remain nameless, but I'd like to get over there and ask them how they justify this.
Yeah, well, just people looking at the world over there through rose-colored glasses. Again, it's not just national security. We know, again, from history, we know from the Watergate era, that stuff that was supposed to be just used in criminal cases ends up being used for political purposes,
right,
too. And that's something else that stuff is going to be used for.
Yeah, if the NSA is listening, I have my ACLU card. Come get me, I dare you. All right, Bill, thank you, man. I appreciate
thanks,
it.
Jay.
Yeah, as the president would say, come on, bring it on. See, here's what I fundamentally don't understand. Okay, there's two parts to this story. There's the outrage that you and I feel at 6:41 in the morning, 19 minutes before 7. Okay, but can somebody please explain to me why it is that when they take public opinion polls, people are split on this issue? Why the public is not uniformly against stuff like this? That's what I don't understand. Here's Deb in Broomfield. Deb, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, this is Deb.
Hi, Deb.
I think that the reason why people aren't incensed by this is because they don't understand how this can affect them personally. They don't realize that some bureaucrat can know every time they call their physician, every time they call their lawyer, every time they call their congressman, every time they call their child. They don't understand that this affects them personally. It's theoretical to them. We have to make people understand that there is nothing in your house at this point that is safe from their eyes.
You know, what it makes me feel like, I don't mind admitting this on the air, because I mean I'm one of these people that will admit anything, so I'll admit this. I've got a friend, I'm not going to name names, who's in Cuba. We used to have to, when I would talk to him on the phone, and this goes back to the days when there was no direct phone line to the island, and then when there was a phone line to the island, he and I would have to talk in code. If he needed money or financial help, he would say, gee, you know, I really could use some more CDs. And I'd say, oh, well, I happen to have some. I've got some great CDs. You want me to try to get them to you? Sure. And then what I would do is I'd go find a third party who I knew that was traveling to Havana, and I would give them the money, and they would drop the money off. We could never be open on the phone about anything. We would have to be extremely closed. Now, the argument that the Cuban government makes over these things is that they are under siege by the United States and this huge neighbor 90 miles to the north. Now, if you're sitting there on that island, you know, if you allow yourself, and I have allowed myself before, if you allow yourself, you can get sucked into this argument. You can understand where they're coming from. You can say, well, you know, the government has financed or looked the other way on all these acts of sabotage by these exile groups against the island, so therefore we need greater security. Is that any different than the argument that this country's leadership is now making?
Absolutely not.
No, they're making the same argument.
Absolutely.
And so if it's wrong in Havana, is it right in Wheat Ridge?
No, but people don't understand that this affects them personally. What we need to do is we need to find the ways to tell people how this affects them personally. And it's not theoretical. It's personal.
Yeah, maybe that's it, Deb. Maybe you're right. Thank you. Great call. I thank you for your time.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay. One line open at 303-713-7600. This number not guaranteed to be collected by the NSA. All right. You know, we've got Mason Tervert coming up at the top of the hour. We're going to talk about this Colorado-based civil rights suit against the kids that were caught smoking pot in the park. And their pictures being put up on the web. We're going to talk about that. We'll also have coming along, too, in the 8 o'clock hour, Rich Masters. But, you know, in between all of this, I'm going to keep bringing this topic up all morning. I'm extremely, extremely, extremely disturbed by this. I really, really am. And, you know, we are going to try to get Mark Udall. We are going to try to get Diana to get. And we will put a call into Ken Salazar and try to get them on the air tomorrow to discuss this and find out why it is that one Republican or one Democrat or, you know, what? I mean, there are Democrats that are standing up to this. Maurice Henschy in New York is one. But why? No Republicans who just seem to be a rubber stamp to this president and seem to have no regard for the Constitution of the United States won't stand up and say a damn thing about this. And if you're a conservative, I invite you to call me at 303-713-7600. I'll patiently listen. I invite you to explain to me how this is what's right, how this is...
This computer is driving me crazy.
Relax. Save your sanity. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Don't spend a fortune getting your computer fixed. Starting at less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and make your computer run like new.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or go to pc-answers.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Imagine 165,000 people hearing your message for just a buck a spot with no long-term contracts. Now picture an expert writing a commercial for you and professionally producing it at no extra charge. What you're picturing is your business associated with some of the biggest radio stations in Denver. Do you think this is out of your league? Think again. Online advertising is the wave of the future. Are you ready to ride it? Call us now at 303-713-8677. That's 303-713-8677.
Is the place to get the most bang for your buck. I'm just really proud to be able to talk about them morning after morning because they are my friends. As a matter of fact, I'm going out there today. They are my friends, and I stand by them. And I stand by them by results, not because they're just my friends, but because I've had great results with them, and so has Mary. We have bought wonderful cars at Rockies, and the service there just can't be beat. I mean, those people out there at Rockies really work hard. They bust their rears. They work long hours to make sure that you're happy and that you get the vehicle you really, really want. So if you want to go to an unusual dealership with unusual people who are committed to you and with unusual deals like the matching down incentive, then get to Rockies Autos. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. That's Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
clean, efficient propane. Propane cooktops heat instantly and have greater temperature control. No wonder 9 out of 10 chefs prefer gas for home cooking. For more information, visit usepropane.com. Propane, exceptional energy.
We're back.
Hey, I'm out.
Seriously?
Yeah, I got a lot to do. It's a huge night for me tonight because you got the second last Will and Grace.
NBC, okay.
Yes.
Can't miss that. It's building to the big conclusion.
Yes.
You know? Then you got the season finales of My Name is Earl in the Office.
Uh-huh.
Hilarious hour.
Yep.
And so that
and everything's supersized for that, right?
Exactly.
40 minutes long.
That's right. It supersizes
so,
back.
Gotta see that.
That is really fattening TV. But good.
Oh, my. Yeah. And then it's ER. So an amazing night. I'm out of here.
Bye.
Now we can get ordered.
No, it's over.
Mark Major with Aspen Tire, and I want to earn your tire business with multiple locations, the best pricing on tires, and the best customer service in the industry. Shop the competition, then call Aspen Tire. 888-401-AUTO. That's 888-401-AUTO.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
United States Uber Alice. It's 6:50, 10 minutes away from 7 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 67, mostly sunny with Jay Marvin here. You think I'm being an extremist? Get the USA Today article. NSA has massive database of Americans' phone calls. That's your phone calls and my phone calls. Are they listening in? No, but they're collecting calling patterns, and they're finding out who you're calling and recording that information. That violates the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution of the United States. It also violates the FISA law. On the other hand, the government has abruptly ended an inquiry into warrantless eavesdropping program because the National Security Agency has refused to grant the Justice Department lawyers the necessary security clearance to probe the matter. What kind of country are we living in here? You know, what kind of, what is going on here? Un-frickin-believable. Un-frickin-believable. Christine, Aurora, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hey, I was just listening to this lovely conversation. And, you know, I come from a family of staunch Republicans, and, which I'm reminded of constantly, but, you know, they have one of their little bumper sticker things on the back of their car that says, freedom isn't free. And I think that is what they hold on to, those people that support this, that we have to pay a price. And if we have to give up our civil liberties, then that's what we're going to do. And they don't look at the long road in front of us and what they're giving up. And as much as I bang my head against the wall with them, they're stuck in their Fox world. They are drinking the Kool-Aid, and they can't shake their belief that, you know, the president's doing everything they can to keep us safe, and they live in a world of fear.
Well, they're following the mantra of the wing nuts, but I would turn around and say to them that, yeah, freedom isn't free and that you do have to fight for freedom. And one of the fights you have to wage, and one of the fights that our founding fathers knew you had to wage, was against your own government to remain free. And the fact that the Bill of Rights is the supreme law of the land, and this government is violating the Bill of Rights. Now explain to us how that's upholding the right of freedom.
Oh, I agree with you 100%, but they're so afraid. And I think fear is so—it's so strong that you will do. Some people will do anything to not feel afraid, and I think they're completely misguided. But it's just—it's sad. It's sad to watch our country, you know, collapsing around us.
Well, it's not collapsing, but the checks and balances aren't working, and you know, freedom, once it's lost, is very, very hard to get back. And I don't know if anybody, you know, I would love to get Democratic candidates for Congress on here and ask them if they would push to dismantle this program if they were elected.
That would be interesting to see, because it is it's a split issue, because you don't want to give up, you know, you don't want to be attacked again, but at the same time, you want those checks and balances there. And they always say, those people, including my family, say that, you know, well, I didn't do anything wrong, so I don't care if they're looking. And if you didn't do anything wrong, it shouldn't matter. And I sit there and I'm like, but it does matter, because you're giving up your inalienable right to
privacy.
Exactly.
Now, I'm with you. I don't see how people can see that this is okay. I don't see how they can see how this is okay from a legal standpoint. And I'll put another challenge out there, too. Okay? All the people who called me up, all the hotheads who called me up and sent me email during the immigration debate, well, these people are here and they're here illegal and they're breaking the law and I'm concerned about them breaking the law. All right, the federal government is breaking the law. Are you as concerned about it now? Are you as concerned about the fact that they're trampling on the Fourth Amendment? I thought lawbreaking got on your nerves. Are you as concerned about it now? Think we'll get any calls from those people? I don't think so. I think suddenly they'll be quiet.
I agree 100%.
All right, Christine. Thank you. Appreciate the call.
You too. Have a great day.
Okay. Here's Jack on C-470. Jack, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
Speaking of wolves going after the sheep, I don't know if you remember a couple of years ago it came out that the Department of Homeland Security hired some consultants, including people such as the name Marcus Wolf, I think, who was the East German Stasi.
Right.
And Yevgeny Primakov, who had been a FSB agent, or otherwise known as KGB. And people don't understand that we have what's being erected as classical tyranny. And I think 9/11 was a psychological operation that traumatized people, and they decided, you know what, Big Brother's going to protect me. And they don't understand, or they don't want to believe that Big Brother could turn around and start squashing us any moment that it wishes to.
Well, Big Brother should be able to protect us. The government should be able to protect us, and we should be able to rely on the government to protect us. That's what we pay our tax dollars for. But we also have a foundation laid down in this country called the Constitution of the United States, the Bill of Rights. And you've also got a law in the book called the FISA law. And what good are any of these things if we don't follow them? I mean, you know, what good does any of it matter if you don't follow the laws and the rules and regulations that are laid down that people, you know, fought and died over? I mean, people died in World War II. They died in Korea. They died in Vietnam. They died, you know, they've been dying in Iraq under the, under the feeling that what they're doing is they're protecting the American way of life. And the American way of life includes the Constitution of the United States and the Bill of Rights.
You know, we have one really great Republican in Congress in Texas. His name is Ron Paul.
Yeah, he's a former libertarian.
Yeah, exactly. He would sound like a liberal to a lot of people. He was just so sensible. And he said that, unfortunately, the weakest argument he can make on the floor of the House is a constitutional argument, because a lot of his fellows don't even understand what it is. And I think there are probably people, even in the executive level, the cabinet, that don't even know what it is. And if they do, they realize that it's just in their way. And if they get more terror attacks here, it's going to be more of a boon for them, because the more they screw up and the more this happens, they can say, well, we're just not getting enough funding. Well, we just need more control. And the people who complained about it as hotheads, we're going to be blamed. Like, see what you did? You tried to tear down the Patriot Act, and you've made us unsafe. You are the enemy.
Yeah, well, they'll try that, but you know something? I for one, am going to stand up to that, and I say all progressives should stand up and fight over this like tooth and nail. Just fight over it like cats and dogs. Thank you, man. I appreciate the call. Have a good day.
You too.
All right. Now, here's what we're going to do. Mason Javert is coming up next. This is this whole pot bus thing in Boulder. And then I'm going to go right back on to this again, okay? Because I'm not going to let it go this morning. I am not going to let this go this morning. So we'll talk to Mason Javert about this whole pot bus thing in Boulder, and then I'm going to come right back onto this topic again, because there are people who are just waking up, just turning on the radio, and just finding out about this USA Today article and how disgusting it is.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Progressive Talk.
It's been hard work and a lot of fun, and we wouldn't change a thing. It's Toyota's Launch Spectacular, featuring Camry, now available in a hybrid version, the all-new FJ Cruiser, Yaris, and RAV4. With Toyota, you can protect your family with some of the safest vehicles on the road, like the 06 Sequoia and the 5-star side impact crash test safety rated 06 Sienna and Highlander. And protect your wallet with low APRs, incredible leases, or great customer cash, like $750 on the safe 06 Highlander or kid-friendly 06 Sienna. Hurry. Toyota's Launch Spectacular ends soon. Toyota, it's time to move forward. NHTSA 2006 5-star rating. www.safercar.gov. Cashback from Ford Motor Sales USA Inc. on select new models in stock. Varies by region. See participating dealers for details. Offers end 5/31/06.
Visit your Greater Denver Toyota dealer. Or for more information, please log on to Toyota.com. Toyota, moving forward.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder, and on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani.
I've got nothing to hide about what phone calls I made.
That's one opinion, but it's not the only one on a report about a huge government database that could have your name on it. Live to CBS's Dan Revived, and how big is this database, and what purpose does it serve?
Billions of phone calls, Frank. Even if you're not dialing overseas, USA Today reports the big phone companies, except Quest, are giving the National Security Agency all records of all calls. The NSA said to be looking for patterns linked with terrorism. At the White House, CBS's Bill Plant notes the head of the NSA was the new CIA nominee, Michael Hayden, and this report is
going to be ammunition for the people who don't think that General Hayden should be running the CIA.
A critic, James Bamford.
This is the largest domestic surveillance operation.
He's written books on the NSA, but customers at a diner don't seem to mind.
Whatever it takes to protect the Americans.
Live in Washington, Dan Revived, CBS News.
And prosecutors may have new evidence in the Duke rape investigation. Live to CBS's Jim Krasula. Jim, first, what is it?
Frank, a published report says tissue found under a stick-on fingernail of the accuser partially matches the DNA of a Duke lacrosse team player. The woman had said she clawed at her alleged attackers.
Now, this reportedly implicates a third player. Why hasn't he been charged?
When the first two lacrosse players were charged, the prosecutor said he needed more evidence to charge a third player. He's expected to take that information to a grand jury on Monday, Frank.
Providence, Rhode Island, the band manager whose fireworks show started the nightclub blaze that killed 100 people, has been sentenced to just 4 years in prison. Two brothers who own the club have yet to stand trial. All of this isn't sitting well with David Kane and other victims' relatives.
The attorney general in this state is a buffoon, and he has done nothing to help us get real justice. He's found only two club owners and a roadie, and there are so many more people involved in this.
Two reports on last July's London transit bombing say they could not have been prevented.
British Home Secretary John Reid says the security services knew of two of the July 7 bombers, but as marginal figures in another possible plot.
There was no intelligence to suggest that they were separately interested in planning an attack against the United Kingdom.
The conclusion, the attacks could not have been prevented, but families of the victims want a more public and sweeping probe into just how and why their loved ones died. Vicki Barker, CBS News, London.
Florida Highway Patrol says it could be days before a 12-mile stretch of I-95 is open again. Safety first, says Trooper Kim Miller. That roadway south of Daytona Beach is littered with trees brought down by recent wildfires.
We don't want a tree falling on a car or falling in the roadway where a car has to dodge and possibly be in a crash. So we're doing this to side on the error of caution.
Senate could vote as early as today on the tax cut that cleared the House yesterday with breaks for investors and middle-class families. S&P futures are up a point. This is CBS News.
Having a safe place to sleep is a universal need. Having a safe way to sleep should be just as important. When used as directed, Tylenol PM is a safe, non-habit-forming way to relieve pain with sleeplessness. In fact, no other OTC pain reliever is safer than Tylenol. Stop. Think. Tylenol PM. Take only as directed.
This new Medicare business was pretty confusing to me. With the May 15th enrollment deadline around the corner, I needed answers. I was in Walmart, and the pharmacist told me Walmart and Sam's Club pharmacies accept all Medicare plans. After I enrolled, I just showed her my Medicare prescription drug card, and she filled my prescriptions. And at the Walmart price, you sure get more bang for your prescription buck. You can bet I'm going back to Walmart or Sam's Club Pharmacy or walmart.com/Medicare for my Medicare needs.
This hour is brought to you by McStain Homes. I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. The University of Colorado is investigating an allegation of sexual harassment involving a former employee of the men's basketball program. University officials have not released details, but say the probe began in March and includes an inquiry into whether there was a failure to report it.
The Boulder Daily Camera was told by sources that it was basketball coach Ricardo Patton that failed to report the incident.
Nobody has denied these allegations. Nobody has denied from the University of Colorado. Nobody has said that, no, they failed to report a case of an allegation of sexual harassment that they sat on it for almost 8 months.
That's Daily Camera columnist Neil Welk. The investigation is being handled by the school's Office of Discrimination and Harassment. United Airlines looking to consolidate its facilities, a process that could end with the company deciding to move its headquarters from Chicago to possibly Denver. Gene Medina with the airline.
Of looking at all of our facilities in an effort to optimize our facilities and reduce our costs.
United's corporate headquarters currently located in Chicago. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
All right, well, thank you, Tim. We're off to a good start this morning. As far as those crashes are concerned, though, we do have lots of heavy traffic as you leave your house this morning. Southbound 25 is jamming up in the downtown area right between Park Avenue and Spear. And north of here, southbounders are also dealing with major jams between 104th Avenue and 84th Avenue. Across your Commerce City Drive along I-270, eastbounders are now stop and go between I-76 and Vasquez. And over in the Aurora area, southbound I-225 is jamming between the Dayton Street Bridge and I-25. And northbounders heading out of the tech center into Aurora are finding slowing right between Iliff and Mississippi. Eastbound 6th Avenue is jammed up between Federal and I-25, and the Boulder Turnpike eastbound is now slowing between Federal and I-25 as well. In today's forecast, we'll see highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s, but most...
Google can reference over 4 million websites. In this sea of information, how do you get potential customers to find your website? For a dollar an ad on this station, you can tell listeners about your business. Click on the advertisers button in the media player to find out more.
This week only, don't miss 24 long-stemmed roses for only $18.88. King Soopers, right store, right price.
Romantic dinner for two at the Broca Restaurant, a Denver original since 1972. The vault and dark cherry wood enhance your special dinner of prime rib or Alaskan salmon, including a bottle of wine. Just $59 for both of you. The Broca, 17th and Champa, downtown.
Clean, efficient propane. Propane cooktops heat instantly and have greater temperature control. No wonder 9 out of 10 chefs prefer gas for home cooking. For more information, visit usepropane.com. Propane, exceptional energy.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
707 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 67, mostly sunny skies. And Jay Marvin with you. It's nice to have you along. If you haven't read the USA Today article, read it today. NSA has massive database for American phone calls. We'll get back to that issue. But right now, we're going to talk about this whole CU pot situation. Colorado-based civil rights attorneys Perry Sanders Jr. and Robert J. Frank have announced plans to file a federal civil rights lawsuit against the University of Colorado based on the actions of the CU Police Department during and after a recent April 20th pro-marijuana event. We're going to talk to Mason DeVert, who is the director of SAFER, and we've had Mason on the program before. And Mason, good to have you back on again. And Mason, the first question I got to ask you is, who in the world would turn somebody in off a newspaper photo or off a photo of any kind to collect $50?
Well, you know, that's what's so astonishing about this is apparently a ton of people, and we've really seen some really ugly things going on. For example, one of these girls who is part of the suit actually was approached by someone at the school library who said, "Hey, I won't turn you in if you give me $75. And I mean,
are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you at all. And we got to ask ourselves, is that the type of behavior? Is that the type of society that we want? And, you know, it's really, in my opinion, disgusting, and it's fostering a culture of informants, and it's not very healthy.
All right, now, is this lawsuit on the behalf of the individuals, or is this lawsuit being brought by SAFER, or who's doing this?
Yeah, no, this is the individuals have retained these attorneys. SAFER is simply, you know, making this public, you know, spreading this out there so, you know, everyone knows how far our state and our universities are willing to go to push students away from using marijuana, in many cases, unfortunately, towards drinking instead.
Now, they're going to allege what, that their civil rights were violated?
Mm-hmm.
Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, what the case is here is it's all regarding the right to assemble and associate and the right to free speech. The university closed this field, which is a public area that is used to where people are allowed to assemble, and they closed it based on the content of the speech that was expected there. And that's the big deal. Because if they'd if they'd gone out there and simply cited every person, there wouldn't be a. I mean, obviously, I think that is a pretty big waste of time and money. But it would not be a problem in terms of our constitutional rights. But what they did is they, based on the content of the speech, they knew was going to be taking place. They decided to close the field. And the second they did that, they chilled the free speech rights of the students. They pretty much said they intimidated them from coming out and expressing themselves and the school is arguing that, hey, we wanted to prevent illicit behavior from occurring. The two things you gotta ask are, did they close the field for a content neutral purpose? Which they clearly did not. They closed it because our university, our state government, willing to treat people, who have been proven to be using marijuana, but who they suspect of using marijuana, we're treating them like sex offenders. I mean, these students, none of them.
I mean, look, you know what? If the university didn't want you guys to smoke marijuana there, then I'm not talking about your, free speech rights, because I'm with you on this 100%. Okay, I'm closing that thing due to the content.
Yeah.
And suddenly saying you can't get on there, which is wrong. In other words, because if I came along to them and said, gee, I want to hold a, pro-Bush rally or something, I'm sure they wouldn't say to me, well, we'll have to close it, you can't do it.
Sure.
Okay? But the idea that they could have easily have gone through the crowd and gone, okay, you're smoking pot, here's a ticket, you're smoking pot, here's a ticket, you've got so many ounces, you're busted, blah, blah, blah. But instead, They sit around and take pictures, and then they put the pictures in the newspaper, and then they say, well, okay, if you know who these people are, turn them in.
Yeah, it's really quite astonishing, and you got to consider how much time and resources the school is putting forth here. I mean, between building the website, answering all the phone calls, filing all the paperwork, now they started calling these students. That's another part of this, is they've now started calling these students and harassing them during this is finals week for them, and telling them that they have to come in and report to the police when, number one, they don't have to do anything unless they have been, issued a warrant or a summons. They do not need to come in, but they're being told they do, and they're not being informed of their right to have an attorney present. And it's really gross, in my opinion, and one of the big things here is they're spending more time and money on one day of student marijuana use than they've spent all year on student alcohol use and abuse. And it's really a misuse of resources. And the university saying, well, we've got to do this, it's going to damage our image if students in college smoke pot. Give me a break, Students have been smoking pot in college for years. The University of Colorado has not suffered as a result of that. And if anything's damaging their image, maybe they should stop paying football players with sex and alcohol.
I was just going to bring that up about the athletic department.
Well, think about that. I mean, why is it that when, some football players allegedly raped some women, they didn't post pictures of them online? I mean, why? It's like they're willing to do this for people who might have used marijuana, but not for people who might have raped a woman. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I don't. And for $50, I mean, I just.
It's a bag of pot. They were asked that. Some of the press, students were saying, hey, that's how much a bag of pot costs. So some of the press said, hey, I mean, they asked the university, hey, what if students are doing this to go buy more drugs?
I posted on a website, on the Soapbox, the Colorado Soapbox website, about I don't get it for $50, and somebody answered me back and said, well, it's a half a bag, Jay.
Yeah, and then you got to ask yourself about the efficacy of such a measure. I mean, it's just it's really going too far, and that's the reason, in my opinion, why these attorneys and these students are doing this, because they don't want to see this happen again.
It shouldn't happen again. You know what? Look, until the laws are changed, marijuana is against the law, okay? And we can have this debate, and I'm for the legalization of it, but we can have this debate on and off about it until the cows come home about whether it ought to be legal or not.
Mm-hmm.
But going around and taking people's, first of all, closing someplace because of the a public place because of the quote-unquote content is wrong. That's number one. And then number two, going around and taking people's pictures, putting them in newspapers and on websites and saying, oh, identify this person for $50. I mean, what the hell? You know, that is like the, I mean, it's just the epitome of, I mean, whoever idea that is just really stupid.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting that you think it's so stupid because folks like Dan Kaplis seem to think that it's brilliant and that the bot,
well, maybe Dan
the bot has been outsmarted somehow when it looks
maybe,
like...
Maybe Kaplis wants to live in that kind of an environment where people turn other people in over public, you know, I mean, maybe he wants to go through all that. I don't. I mean, to me, snitching smacks of China where they have old women and, you know... you know, who run around and, you know, to talk about their neighbors if they're caught doing something wrong. If the police catch you in an action and they catch you doing something wrong, okay, that's one thing. But having people tip, I don't, there's just something about, you know, I could see it if it was like a murder. I could see it if it was like a rape. I could see it if it was like a heinous crime. But smoking a joint?
Yeah.
Come on.
I mean, you know, why don't they send undercover police into, you know, tailgate parties or fraternity parties to try to get photos of underage drinkers?
I think that's, you know what, I think that's really a valid question. Mason, thank you, man.
Hey,
appreciate
thank you.
Your time. Thanks for being on the show.
Absolutely.
All right. There's Mason Trevert, and you can go to safechoice.org to find out more about this. You know, and this gets in this whole thing that I was talking about earlier in the week. I think it was earlier this week. About the difference between marijuana and alcohol and why one is legal and one isn't. All right, we'll get back to this massive NASA, NSA, not NASA, not the National Space Agency, but the National Security Agency has a massive database of American phone calls. The National Security Agency has been secretly collecting phone call records of tens of millions of Americans using data provided by AT&T, Verizon, and Bell South. People with direct knowledge of the arrangement have told USA Today. You can see this in USA Today. Get it out of the vendor box or check it out online. This program, they're not necessarily listening in on the calls, but here's what they are doing. They're keeping track of your call patterns and collecting your numbers. And to me, this violates the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution of the United States and could violate the and it does violate the FISA law. And we have a request in for Congressman Udall to come on and to talk about this. And by the way, the architect of this is Air Force General Michael Hayden, who has been nominated by President Bush to become the next director of the CIA. And he headed this program from March 1999 to 2005.
Hey, paying rent is the worst. Don't you wish you got more than just a roof over your head for the money? Well, now there's a better way. Buying a home is investing in your future. Think you're too young and your credit isn't good enough? Afraid you don't make enough money? You're wrong. Home ownership is for everyone, including you. Call Jim, the first-time buyer specialist at EPC Services, and get into a home of your own. Call now, 303-520-6395.
Dr. Gregory Buford is a board-certified surgeon who believes in helping his patients look their very best. Whether you visit Dr. Buford for facial rejuvenation like Botox, Restylane, or Sculptra, or for the latest body contouring techniques like Vaser-assisted liposuction, Dr. Buford will treat you with the ultimate in care. To find out more, call 720-266-4912. That's 720-266-4912. If you had your choice, wouldn't you pick the surgeon that trains other surgeons?
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method.
Call 1-800-774-1451. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-774-1451. That's 1-800-774-1451.
1451.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in four-week terms, an eight-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
Expires May 21st. Not available in all areas. HDTV is an additional $5 per month. Some restrictions apply. Call for complete details.
Musicians, this weekend, get a Gibson Custom Shop Les Paul, a complete Pro Tools recording rig, or a Pearl Master Series drum kit. And don't even think about payments for 15 months. Get the gear you need now with no payments and no interest for over a year. If Guitar Center's Get the Gear, don't pay till next year financing weekend. We're talking 15 months, same as cash, and all at the nation's guaranteed lowest prices. Plus, throw additional gear onto your ticket and get the same great financing deal. Guitar Center's Get the Gear, don't pay till next year financing weekend. Don't miss it.
The following is a message from Brutus at the National Disaster Search Dog Foundation.
Last October, three buildings collapsed. I was called in to help. Two little kids were missing. I looked everywhere. Then I found them. They were crying. We all were.
Be part of the search. Call 1-888-4K9-HERO or visit SearchDogFoundation.org. Made possible by SearchDog USA.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and get ready to join AM 760 Progressive Talk for the second annual Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate Women's Only 8K.
8K. Registration begins at $35.
With portions of the proceeds benefiting Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Denver,
as well as the gathering place.
Log on to AM760.net. It's the Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate 8K with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
We all laughed when this song was out, but we may be living it now.
I will command all of you. You can come in and dance. You can come in and dance. California, over Island.
22 minutes after 7, high today, 67. We're talking about the USA Today story. The NSA, the National Security Administration, has a massive database of American phone calls. And check this out. George W. Bush caught lying again. In defending the previously disclosed program, Bush insisted that the NSA was focused exclusively on international calls. In other words, Bush explained, one end of the communication must be outside the United States. As a result, domestic calls that are recorded, those calls that originate and terminate within the U.S. borders were believed to be private. Sources say, however, that this is not the case. With the access of records of billions of domestic calls, the NSA has gained a secret window into the communications habits of millions of Americans. Customers' names, street addresses, and other personal information are not being handed over to the NSA domestic program, the sources said, but the phone numbers the NSA collects can easily be cross-checked with other databases to obtain that information. Bush lied to us again. Lied to us again. Patrick in Inglewood, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, I love your show.
Thanks.
I'm infuriated about this also. You're either with us or against us policy that the president has taken on this terrorism, and collecting personal phone numbers and whatnot, that's just the first step. You know, it's no more than Germany all over again. And it's also like the Inquisition. A lot of ways, if you don't believe the way we do, this is what we're going to do.
It's breaking the law.
Yeah. And not only that, but they're turning it into a police state and using that information to go out and subvert the masses. That if you're not on our side, we're going to take you. And, you know, it's just, you know, there's terrorism going on, but it's economic terrorism in this country. And it's economic terrorism on the part of the government against its people.
Well, they're just violating the Bill of Rights, and apparently they can't read it. And do we have that cut by Hayden again? Do we have that cut by Hayden? I'm going to play that cut by Michael Hayden again, where he clearly, in an exchange with a reporter, doesn't know what the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution says. This is a guy who designed this program, and this is a guy who is now nominated to head up the CIA. Patrick, thank you for the call. Really appreciate it. One line open at 303-713-7600. Do we have that? All right, here's General Hayden. Check this out.
My understanding is that the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution specifies that you must have probable cause to be able to do a search that does not violate an American's right against unlawful searches and seizures.
Actually, the Fourth Amendment actually protects all of us against unreasonable search and seizure.
But
that's what it says.
The measure is probable cause, I believe.
The amendment says unreasonable search and seizure.
But does it not say probable?
The legal standard, unreasonable search and seizure.
The legal standard is probable cause.
Just to be very clear, okay, and believe me, if there's any amendment to the Constitution that employees of the National Security Agency are familiar with, it's the Fourth, right? And it is a reasonableness standard in the Fourth Amendment.
Now, you think that that he's right and the reporter is wrong, and you think that I'm wrong and that he's right, then what I suggest you do is go look up a copy of the Fourth Amendment. And you'll see, in a copy of the Fourth Amendment, you'll see that it has on there probable cause is listed. It's plain as can be. And there used to be a time when you had to memorize the Bill of Rights in school. I'm sure a lot of us now, it's been a while since we've had to memorize the Bill of Rights. I'm sure it's been a while since we've had to go through that. But I'll guarantee you that it's in there. I'll stake my life on it. And I used to have the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution memorized. It's one of the most important parts of the Bill of Rights. It's something that all of us should have, and all of us should know, and all of us should keep sacred, regardless of what your party affiliation is. It doesn't make any difference. It's there to protect us all. Let's go to Chris in Aurora. Chris, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Jay.
Hi.
Listen, I remember watching the History Channel, and every now and then, you know, you have Germany, back in World War II, and you wonder at the apathy of the German population at the time, and I never thought I'd live to see that actually happening now. I think we've been too comfortable as a society for too long with cheap gas and all this other stuff, and it's lent to a culture of apathy. A lot of people that I talk to concerning, Bush's administration's, attacking our rights, they don't even know. And there's a minority of people, really, that even listen to radio stations like this that, that have, I don't know, critical thinking skills or whatever to, see what's going on.
Are we apathetic, or has this administration been successful in scaring people?
Well, that's another thing, too. I mean, there's also an extreme culture of fear in our society. I mean, we don't even talk to our own neighbors, for God's sake. But I think it's a combination of both. Probably fear, like you brought up, but I think it's also apathy as well. I mean, we're so wrapped up in the drudgery of our own lives that, we don't notice bigger changes that are happening around us.
I'm going to say this again. When the immigration debate was going on, and it's still going on, but I mean when it was really hot and heavy here, I would get these angry emails from people. I would occasionally get these phone calls from people. They're breaking the law. They're breaking the law. And the law, you can't break the law. They're breaking the law. You know what? The federal government, the Bush administration, the Justice Department, the NSA, they're breaking the law. Where's the same outrage? Where is the same outrage over the law breaking? Where are the same conservatives and the same wing nuts who were giving me all crap continuously for my position about immigration and trying to hammer home the idea that they're breaking the law? Where are those wing nuts now? Why don't they come forward? Because now the Bill of Rights is being trampled on and the FISA law is being broken. Why don't they have anything to say? Instead, they stand up and applaud the president like robots.
Yeah, it's pretty frightening. It really is.
It is scary. Chris, thanks, man. Appreciate the call. Where are you wing nuts out there? I'll tell you what, Jane, I'll tell you. I heard you on the radio the other day. You were talking about these brown people coming over here, these illegal immigrants, and you and your, you know, the Democratic Party has lost it on this, because I'll tell you what, you can't just come over here and break our laws. You just can't come over here and go ahead and break our laws. These people need to be sent home because you can't break the law. Breaking the law is wrong. Well, okay, fine. So then we have the Bill of Rights, and we have the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution, and we have the FISA law, and the government is collecting your phone calling patterns and your phone numbers and putting it in a gigantic database that's probably going to be one of the largest databases ever assembled in the world, and they're breaking the law. What do you have to say about that? I guess I'll just go get me a moon pie and an RC. That's what I got to say about that. Well, he's the president of the United States. He's trying to protect us from the terrorists. That's what he's trying to do. What's wrong with you? Are you got something to hide? Is that what you don't want him to have the information? Are you unpatriotic? You must be unpatriotic. You must be some kind of communist that you don't want him to have that kind of information. What a freaking double standard. No, it's true. What, this administration thinks we're all like junior samples off Hee Haw? I'm a picking. I'm a grinning. You know what? It's not so. They're breaking the law. And nobody in the Republican Party's got the guts to stand up and say it's wrong. Now, don't all these people who run for Congress, doesn't the President of the United States, doesn't the Vice President of the United States, don't they swear to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America, and yet instead of upholding it, they break it? One line open at 303-713-7600. Did you ever watch Hee Haw when you were a Sprout, Amelia?
I don't think I'm old enough to have seen Hee Haw.
You never saw Hee Haw?
I don't think so.
Never?
I get the concept.
You never saw it in reruns or anything?
Maybe. Is that where there were hay bales and...
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Maybe
and, and scantily clad women. And there was Buck Owens and there was Roy Clark.
Yeah, okay, I think I know what you're talking about.
And there was Grandpa Jones. You don't remember Grandpa Jones?
No, I have no idea about the name for it. I did like your interpretation of them, though.
But I like that boy. I like that boy, Junior Samples. Now, I'll tell you what, he knows how to make some chicken fried steak. I'll give that chicken fried steak a day in court. We'll go down and have us some supper, some vittles. All right.
What are vittles?
Food. Comes from my years of working in the South. You've never had a moon pie in an RC?
No.
You're a cultural baby. What's going on with the traffic?
Well, unfortunately, we do have our first problem in the morning. It lies along southbound I-25 right at Bellevue. You've got three cars pulled off to the right-hand shoulder, so you will find delays coming down from Colorado Boulevard. The rest of your southbound slowing, it actually begins way up on the north end between 100 and 4th Avenue and the Turnpike. Yet again, between Park Avenue and Spear, you'll also find heavy jamming between 6th Avenue and the Broadway Bridge. Both directions of I-70 now filling in between 225 and I-270, though you will find eastbound jamming between Pecos and Brighton Boulevard. Across the Boulder Turnpike, eastbounders are now thick between Federal and I-25, and C-470 across Highlands Ranch is still accident-free, but unfortunately, we do have that heavy jamming between Lucent and Broadway. In today's forecast, we'll see highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Currently, we're at 42 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Have you ever had, like, sawmill gravy and biscuits?
I have no idea what that is.
All right.
Is that like biscuits and gravy?
Yeah,
I've had that.
Sawmill gravy? Never had that?
Well, what is it?
How about grits? You ever had grits?
I've had grits.
Grits are good.
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to check because I was going to take I was going to offer to take you to the Cracker Barrel if you'd never had any of that stuff.
I've been to the Cracker Barrel many times. It's my dad's favorite restaurant.
Yeah, mine too. Do you? I love the Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, I lived in Kansas for a long time.
You should see me at the Cracker Barrel on my Sunday go to meeting clothes. I'm like burning the place down. I'm serious.
Do you buy stuff from the Cracker Barrel gift shop?
Oh, yes, of course, always.
Train whistles and marbles?
Yes. Oh, all of those things. The Big Burger Cookbook. The moon pies. Everything you can think of, I'm into. Sure.
You're easy to buy for then. For
yeah. You just go to the Cracker Barrel gift shop and get me something. Well, I got a rocking chair on my front porch that I bought at the Cracker Barrel.
I'm jealous.
Because it's rocking chair season now, you know.
Yeah, it is.
And I love all those old country songs that they play. Don't you like all those?
I do. I like the waitresses there. They're always so kind.
Yeah, they'd be better off, though, if they chewed gum and looked like...
You can help mow down pollution this summer by exchanging your old lawnmower and getting a big discount on a cool Newton cordless battery-operated mower. Quantities on this mower are limited, so reserve yours by calling 303-629-5450 or logging on to ozoneaware.org. Then come down to the Mow Down Pollution Lawnmower Exchange on Saturday, May 13th from 9 to 1 p.m. at Invesco Field. Brought to you by the Step Foundation, Newton Lawnmower Company, and the Regional Air Quality Council.
VH1 Classic presents two of the greatest bands of their era playing nothing but hits. The New Cars and Blondie, together live. Rock and Roll Hall of Famers Blondie and the New Cars. Todd Rundgren, Elliot Easton, Greg Hawks, Kasim Sultan, and Prairie Prince. For the first time in 17 years, the New Cars and Blondie. The event you don't want to miss, May 30th, Coors Amphitheater. Get your tickets on sale right now at all Ticketmaster outlets. Charge by phone at 303-830-TIXS or online at HOB.com. Purchase your tickets online and get a free New Cars and Blondie digital album through eMusic. Let the good times roll again, May 30th, Coors Amphitheater. The New Cars Road Rage Tour 2006 and Blondie, produced by House of Blues Concerts.
We're back.
Hey, I'm out.
Seriously?
Yeah, I got a lot to do. It's a huge night for me tonight because you got the second last Will and Grace.
NBC. Okay.
Yes.
Can't miss that. It's building to the big conclusion.
Yes.
You know? Then you got the season finales of My Name Is Earl in the Office.
Uh-huh.
Hilarious hour.
Yep.
And so that
and everything's supersized. That
exactly.
Right? 40 minutes long.
That's right. It supersizes
so,
back.
Gotta see
there.
That. That is really fattening TV.
That,
but good.
Oh my. And then it's ER, so an amazing night. I'm out of here.
Bye.
Now we can get ordered.
No, it's over.
Oh.
Herbs help this woman lose a lot of weight.
It's the easiest diet I've ever been on in my life.
Herbs can help you, too. Fiber to absorb fat, nopal cactus to metabolize sugars, and hoodia to suppress your appetite, plus fat-burning agents and vitamins. And you know what contains all of these? Kaido Gold.
I didn't change my eating habits at all.
I'm Tom Martino. With this special, buy three bottles. Get three bottles free with free shipping. 877-500 diet or 877-500-DIET.com.
Hard, and I ask for Colby Harris, Dave Dunn, any of the gang at Rockies. They'll take care of you and make sure that you're treated right. And if you have any complaints, come to me. But you won't have to do that because you could go directly to Rockies and they'll take care of the situation. Customer service is A number one with them. And you know something else? They're in the business to make sure that you get the car that you really want. Rockies Autos. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. Or go see them in person. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. As a matter of fact, I'll be out there today. Rockies, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Musicians, this weekend, get a Gibson Custom Shop Les Paul, a complete Pro Tools recording rig, or a Pearl Master Series drum kit. And don't even think about payments for 15 months. Get the gear you need now, with no payments and no interest, for over a year. If Guitar Centers get the gear, don't pay till next year, financing weekend. We're talking 15 months, same as cash, and all at the nation's guaranteed lowest prices. Plus, throw additional gear onto your ticket and get the same great financing deal. Guitar Centers get the gear, don't pay till next year, financing weekend. Don't miss it.
I'm Mark Major with Aspen Tire, the largest independent Goodyear dealer in Colorado, and I want to make shopping for tires easy for you, folks. Go out, check the competition online, check out DiscountTire.com, check out Walmart, check out Sears, then come visit Aspen Tire. At Aspen Tire, our lowest price is always right there in the computer. We have the best price and the best customer service, and not only are we on Tom Martino's referral list, we run the automotive division for them. Call 888-401-AUTO for the nearest location. That's 888-401-AUT.
Back to a guy that'll arm wrestle Carl Rove anytime, any place. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yeah, and I'll also send Carl Rove a birthday cake without a file in it if he ends up going to the joint. 7:39, 29 minutes away from, how can that be? So 7:39, 39 minutes past the hour. 21 minutes away from 8 o'clock, 7:39, 21 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking about the NSA having a massive database of American phone calls. Let's get back to the phones and go to Jeff in Westminster. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how's it going? I'm calling you from a Quest phone.
Oh, you're safe then.
Yeah. So if I say these guys are megalomaniacs, I probably they're not collecting my information yet, huh?
Well, they don't realize that you've called here because their Quest is not cooperating and giving out phone numbers dialed.
And I hate Quest. I hate everything about Quest, but I think I was going to switch, but I think I will just stay with my Quest phone for a while.
I don't know. I kind of like Quest. I have Quest. I have both Quest phone and Quest internet service, and they've been good to me. I know I don't mean to give them a free endorsement, but they've been good to me, and now I like them even better since they since they said, well, we're not going to cooperate with the program because we're not sure that it's legal. Good for them.
Yeah. Well, isn't it nice that they can collect all of our information on us? But of course, when we request phone records from the White House to see who was in and out of there and who was calling and who's stealing all this money from us, of course, we can't get those records, can we?
Well, there's some question about those Abramoff entrants, those CIA log entrances being incomplete, and the White House not giving up total information, and that was on the news last night. So we'll have to see how this whole CIA log thing with the Abramoff situation shakes forward. But you're right. This government is very, very secretive. We'll give out nothing unless you try to pry it out of their cold, dead hands. And here they are going around breaking the law, collecting information on you and I. And you know what? You and I haven't done anything.
Yeah. And if I'm not mistaken, that is our house that those guys are in there in Washington, D.C., isn't it?
Yeah, it's supposed to be.
Very, very interesting. You know, you get your picture taken in the bank and in the store and everywhere. I'm for a public eye. And the public eye is for me to watch what those guys are doing.
Yeah, you know what? I'll tell you something. I'm going to call the ACLU today, and I'm going to ask if I can file a FOIA request to see if they've got my phone number.
Yeah, yeah. Get them, Jay.
Well, I'm certainly going to try, man.
Get them. Maybe I'll give them a call, too, and see if I'm in there.
You got it.
All right. Have a good day.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right, bye.
All right, yeah. You know, filling out a FOIA request is a pain in the you-know-what, but hey, I'm willing to do it to see what could come out of it. I don't know if, even if a FOIA request would work. We'd have to get somebody on from the ACLU to tell us whether it would work or it wouldn't. Here's John in Littleton. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Hi, John.
First of all, I've seen Hee-Haw cheese on my grits, and the banana moon pies were always my favorite.
Yeah, I love banana moon pies, man.
Yeah. Hey, I wanted to weigh in on the NSA wire. My first inclination this morning when I heard that Verizon's one of them giving out the records, I've been with Verizon, my wife and I have been with Verizon ever since we've had cell phones. And I think besides contacting my senators to let them know how I am not pleased with the way that they're supporting this, I think I'm going to be calling Verizon as well, because when I signed my contract with them, and I am under contract with them, there's nothing in their fine print that says that they have the right to break my rights by giving away my information. So my intent today is to call Verizon and tell them I'm going to break my contract. Now, I'm not speaking of like a boycott thing, but I have several choices out there on who to take my business to. And if they're not going to put up a fight, this illegal action, if they're going to willingly give my records or information on my calls, and I'm going to take my business away from them. And I'm going to argue the point that as far as having to pay a fee for breaking my contract.
See, if it were me, though, I wouldn't break my contract. What I would do is I would just give them hell and just keep giving them hell all the time about it and keep using the leverage of the fact that you are a customer to give them hell. Once you break your contract, you've lost your power. As long as you have a contract, then you can keep giving them hell. I mean, that's what I end up doing. I just keep giving people hell all the time.
No, I understand, but I'd rather give my business, and certainly I understand your point on that, but I'd rather give my business, say, to Quest, who, you know, is following through, you know, really morally the way they should on this. And, you know, if I have a choice between companies, you know, I'm certainly going to take the one that stands by me, you know, instead of breaking the rules,
well,
breaking the law.
I can understand that. I certainly, you know, at the very least, would allow... You know, I would give Quest hell. And you know what? I mean, I'm sorry, not Quest, but Verizon.
You
know what? You know what you should do? Go to their webpage. And you know what? Don't do it locally. Give them hell at their headquarters. Send an email to their headquarters.
Exactly. That's a great idea.
That's the best place to go, because those are the people who really make the decisions.
Yeah, that's a fact. Good idea, Jake. Okay, you have a good day, man.
Take care, John.
All right.
And by the way, the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution, okay? Are you ready for this member? Maybe General Hayden, soon to be head of the CIA, should learn this. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable search and seizures shall not be violated, nor warrants shall issue upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Too bad the governor, the general doesn't realize that. And apparently George W. Bush and Alberto Gonzalez and the rest of them can't read the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution either. And I'm still waiting for some conservative to call up and tell me exactly to justify this. And also all of you who used to call me during the immigration situation and scream about all the lawbreakers and about how you can't break the law, you can't break the law, you can't break the law. And here's the federal government under this administration breaking the law. And suddenly, a lot of you are silent. I find that to be very, very interesting. 7:46, 14 minutes away from 8, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good morning. Thanks for being here on the program.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Right at Bellevue. That is pulled off to the right-hand shoulder, but do expect curiosity delays from that highway commute. Now, northbound I-25, looks like you're in pretty good shape making your way across Bellevue, but you will run into slowing between I-225 and Yale, and yet again up on the north end right around Spear Avenue. Now, southbound lanes I-25 way up north are jamming up between 104th down to 84th Avenue, and again between Park Avenue and Spear. In today's forecast, we're going to see highs up in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Right now, we've got beautiful clear skies, and that should continue throughout the morning. Currently, we're at 42 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
May, choose how you want to save at your Dodge dealer. Grab 0% APR long-term financing on most Dodge vehicles.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader, regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down. And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-440-1673. That's 1-800-440-1673. 1-800-440-1673.
HomeBiz2006.com.
Checker Auto Parts.
What your car is really saying, number 11, the muscle car.
Gear down, acceleration on, and away! We're the classic American muscle machines. My brethren, Cuda, Goat, Firebird, and I roam the world seeking professionals to keep us in top condition. Today, we attack a secret fortress that stocks the oils and fluids we hero cars require. Plus jacks, hoists, heavy lifting gear, and all with a super strong 5% low price guarantee. Now ready to intercept the parts store parking lot? Transmit the passcode. We got it.
Ask your Checker store for our new instant in-store coupons and save big on spring car care products like Meguiar's Car Wash, Armorall, Invisible Glass Aerosol, plus no-touch tire care, Fireshine Wax, shop towels, and lots more. And if you ever find the same item at a lower price anywhere else, we'll beat that price by 5%. Need spring car care? We got it.
Maintain those massive muscles. You know where to go.
Checker Auto Parts.
Hey, it's your friendly Energy Propane here with...
X-O-B.
Jennifer from Arizona writes...
Propane, where do you do your best thinking?
Jennifer, I'd have to say the shower. Why, just the other day, I was thinking about how much people could save by switching to propane. You know, over time, propane water heaters can cost up to a third less to operate than electric ones.
Learn more about propane's lasting value at usepropane.com.
Propane.
Exceptional energy.
In the search for ways to improve health care, we'd like to add another solution. I-beams. That's right, I-beams. A member of the American Institute of Architects can use I-beams to create spaces that enhance healing by easing a patient's mind, sharpening a surgeon's skill, softening a nurse's touch. Not bad for a hunk of iron. Get an AIA architect involved early. You'll feel much better. AIA. Good design makes a difference. Visit AIA.org.
Imagine a natural diet ingredient that kills your appetite by simply telling your brain you're full. Imagine you could lose weight and still eat the foods you love. Imagine you could try it risk-free with a 100% money-back guarantee. Stop imagining. It's true. H57's all-natural hoodie tricks your brain into believing you're full. It's been featured on 60 Minutes, ABC News, and the BBC as a potential miracle cure for obesity. How does it work? Simply take two capsules of H57 hoodie before each meal to help reduce your hunger, to help you lose the weight you want naturally. Thanks to thousands of success stories, H57 Hoodia is number one and America's fastest growing diet supplement. Don't fall for imitators. Ask for H57 Hoodia and become an H57 success story today.
Call now for your risk-free supply of H57 Hoodia. 1-800-224-1938. That's 1-800-224-1938 to find out more about H57's free bottle promotion. Try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-224-1938 or visit myh57.com.
Bacon, Eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the morning. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 751. 9 minutes away from 8 o'clock here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 61. Mostly sunny skies. J. Marvin, once again, busted by the speech police. John Turk got a call from a guy. You know, this is a typical example of why we as progressives have trouble achieving any kind of success at the ballot box, why we are in the situation we're in. He calls up to complain about the fact that, oh, Jay shouldn't be talking about the Cracker Barrel on the air because the Cracker Barrel gives money to Republican sources. Hey, you know what? I can't say it. You know what? Hey, pal, instead of spending time and energy calling up here worrying about Jay talking about the Cracker Barrel on the air, if you're concerned about the amount of money that they give to the Republican Party, then guess what? Pick a candidate, pick a cause, pick the ACLU, pick Media Matters for America, pick Angie Piccioni, pick Peggy Lamb, pick somebody, give some money. You know what? Pick Bill Ritter, get involved, give some of your own money, help push big money out of politics by all of us progressives banding together to flex our monetary muscle, okay? Instead of calling up here and bitching at John Turk, who has no control over the content of the show vis-a-vis what I say. I mean, I'm so sick and tired of having to go through this like every other day.
Oh, my God. You know, I heard him talking about Walmart. I heard something on the station about Walmart.
You know, I mean, it's like, you know, wise up. Stop attacking the institutions that are on the same side you're on, for God's sakes. Go after the enemy. And the enemy isn't this radio station, and it's not the people on this radio station. Lori in Littleton. Lori, you're on AM 760.
Hi. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
I just wanted to call up because I don't understand why you're quite so upset, because to me, this is not news. I mean,
why is this not news?
It's not news because when I heard the first bit about the NSA spying, they did their little song and dance, and they said, no, it's just, you know, one call outside the U.S. I immediately knew the truth because that's this administration's MO.
Oh, excuse me. Allow me to get down on my knees and bow to you because you had the foresight and the wherewithal to be able to see into the minds and the hearts of the administration and to realize that once again that they were lying to us and that they were collecting call pattern information and phone numbers. You knew it and nobody else did. Well, then if you knew about it, why didn't you tip somebody off?
Nobody listens to most of us.
Why didn't you tip somebody off? Why didn't you call a legitimate news organization and say, hey, I got proof that the President of the United States is lying to me, that what they're doing is they're going around and collecting people's phone numbers and sticking them in a gigantic database. Why didn't you tip off somebody? Why did it take Leslie Cawley of USA Today to break the story last night at 12:30 in the morning, Eastern Time?
Okay, so the proof... The news aspect of it is that we now have proof of it. I'm just saying that from an emotional standpoint, it's not shocking to me because this is the way this administration operates.
It's not a matter of being shocking. It's a matter of the fact that the law of the United States of America, the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, they're being violated and the law is being broken and they're being allowed to get away with it, and it's wrong.
I'm actually kind of happy about the fact that we finally have news organizations. I mean, it seems like for so long they were just accepting what what the administration said and moving on, and finally we have them digging deeper. So to me, it's good that I'm seeing the news organizations are pushing harder and digging deeper and not believing what they say. And so from that standpoint, it's kind of a positive news thing. But, you know, I'm not saying that I'm the only one that felt and had a 99% surety that more was going on than what they were admitting. I'm just saying that I'm not shocked to find the proof about it.
No, what you started out the conversation by saying is that this is not news. And you want to know something? It is news. And there are a million speculations and a million theories and a million feelings out there that not only you have, but I have, and that everybody has. But now it's out in black and white from unnamed administration sources that we were lied to by the President of the United States, George W. Bush, and we were lied to once again, and that they are doing something that is against the law. That is news. That's premier news.
Well, that is news to the nation, and the proof of it is news, and there's no doubt about that. But I have a feeling that these guys are going to keep digging deeper, and they're going to find out that, in fact, they are listening to the phone conversation.
Well, maybe they will find that out, and when they do, we'll talk about that as well. But, you know, the fact is, if we don't get the information out, and if people don't realize that this stuff's going on, how are they going to take any action on it?
I guess they're not, other than to keep trying to press our congressmen.
If they don't know about it, how are they going to join the ACLU and how are they going to take any action?
I think they should join the ACLU anyway because it's such an important organization that they've been working on this NSA spying thing from the get-go, and so many good things that they do to try to defend our rights. Whether you are aware of what's going on or not, it is important to support that organization.
Okay. Anything else?
No, and I think people should also. I would like to see people have a positive note on this. That yes, we do have a press that's finally digging and working and finding this information out, and finding the proof. So it's not all bad news.
Okay. Have yourself a great day and be careful out there.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Is this show over with yet? I still got 2 hours to go. 3 hours to go. If I had a rope, I'd hang myself.
And broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer session. Focused. Flexible. Friendly. Visit summer.colo8.edu.
You can schmush tomato into your nose. You can schmush sand between your toes. You can schmush your tube of toothpaste. Or schmush some wine around your buds of taste. You can schmush a ripe banana or the bayou mud in Louisiana. You can schmush an orange into juice. And you can tell I'm no Dr. Seuss. But the very worst thing to schmush by far is when you go and schmush your car. And I know most people will agree.
You schmush your car, it's Professional Auto Body.
Call Professional Auto Body and get your free schmushed car benefits, including free no-obligation mobile estimating at your home or work, free new car rentals during repairs, free financing on deductibles, cashback deductible rebates up to $500, and a whole lot more. Professional Auto Body, recommended by troubleshooter Tom Martino and approved by every insurance company, and all work includes a lifetime warranty. From sensational schmushes to simple scratches, call Professional Auto Body today at 561-FREE, 561-FREE.
Why is Kaito Gold the only weight loss supplement I believe in? Because it contains chitosan fiber to reduce dietary fat, nopal cactus to help metabolize carbs and sugars to prevent highs and lows that impede weight loss, hootia, a natural appetite suppressant, and green tea extract to stimulate your fat-burning process. Add to that vitamins, and you get the picture. Get the encouragement you need. Here's a kickstart special. Buy 3 bottles, get 3 bottles free with free shipping. 1-877-500-DIET or 877-500-DIET.com.
They should be protecting our privacy. Our privacy is being sold.
You haven't done anything wrong. What are you worried about? They're not listening to the conversation.
CBS's Bill Plant tells us this report could hurt NSA Director Michael Hayden, the Air Force General President Bush picked to run the CIA.
Hayden's nomination to head the CIA has to be confirmed by the Senate, and there's already some opposition to putting a military man in the job. These new revelations of data mining are likely to make Hayden's confirmation even more difficult.
A pill to kick the habit wins government approval. CBS's Dan Reeves on the Health Watch.
It's only the second drug not containing nicotine now federally approved as a prescription pill to block your desire to smoke. It'll be marketed by Pfizer under the brand name Chantix. Take it twice a day for 12 weeks. One study shows 1 year later, 22% of patients indeed were not smoking, compared with 8% who took pills containing no drugs.
Top health experts are gathering in Atlanta to swap thoughts on the abortion pill RU486. At least five women who took that pill have died of a rare bacterial infection. Prosecutors may have new evidence in the Duke lacrosse team rape case. WRAL's Julia Lewis has that.
Apparently there was tissue found under the fingernail of an exotic dancer who claimed she was raped by Duke lacrosse members. And it wasn't a complete DNA pattern, so it wasn't possible to match it 100%, but it concluded that there was it came from the same genetic pool and was consistent with the makeup of the third suspect.
DNA expert Theodore Kessis says evidence may not help the state's case.
They're looking at a partial profile, and you know that to some extent lowers the significance of any result that they've generated.
Detour, 12 miles of I-95 south of Daytona Beach. May be closed to traffic for days. Florida State Trooper Kim Miller says the problem is trees damaged by recent wildfires.
They have logging companies coming in, tree experts that will pluck the trees that have the potential to fall on the roadway and pull those trees out, and that's going to take several days.
April retail sales were up 0.5%, but that figure was inflated by sales of higher-priced gasoline. Take that away, and the gain was just 0.1%. Controversial satellite TV channel for babies hits the airwaves today. Dr. Ed McCabe's on the advisory board of Baby First TV.
It fosters interaction between the parents and the babies.
But another pediatrician, Dr. Donald Schifrin, doesn't like the idea.
The concern is that youngsters are going to grow up with screens. They're already growing up with screens. We don't need to start them any younger.
The Dow's down 51. This is CBS News.
If you take pain relievers like Advil, Aleve, and Celebrex, you are taking an NSAID. And NSAIDs all work in a similar way. But Tylenol is different. Because Tylenol is not an NSAID. To learn more about how Tylenol is different, talk to your doctor and visit Tylenol.com. Stop. Think. Tylenol.com. Take only as directed.
From Ann Tyler, best-selling author of The Amateur Marriage, comes a winning new novel about friendship and the crazy ways tradition plays out in the modern family. Digging to America. It's the story of two couples, American and Iranian, awash in binkies and playdates, and how the stresses and delights of parenthood form a vital bond across very different worlds. Digging to America, the warm, tender, and hilarious new novel from Ann Tyler, wherever books are sold from Knopf, also on audio and in large print.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. A Ponderosa High School student is facing discipline and possible criminal charges after a school prank goes bad. School officials say a student brought 45 baby chicks to the school and dropped them from the second floor balcony into the main office area.
Unfortunately, sometimes students think something is silly and it turns out to be senseless.
Six of the chicks died instantly. One died later. The school has identified the responsible student. Prayers of the family of a Denver firefighter have been answered. Denver firefighter Billy Green was just moments from death Tuesday when off-duty EMT Captain Greg Stammen established an airway for the downed fireman.
Had he gone without that airway we established for another 30 seconds or a minute, he would have gone into cardiac arrest.
Green, a 10-year veteran of the Denver Fire Department, was battling a fast-moving house fire when he collapsed. Dawn Green says her husband is awake and alert.
Yes, he's speaking and making jokes as usual.
What did he say to you?
He's just his normal self, you know?
Green remains at Denver Health Medical Center. Tests are being done on his equipment. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, thank you, Tim. We're still looking pretty good across I-70, C-470, as well as 225 as far as crashes are concerned. Though we do have two new problems across I-25. Northbounders are now dealing with a hit-and-run crash just before 6th Avenue. That car is pulled off to the right-hand shoulder, but you will find delays in the area. Southbound lanes at 25 jamming up because of a three-car crash on the right-hand shoulder at Bellevue. You are heavy and slow now coming across Hampton, heading down towards the scene of this wreck as well. Across 6th Avenue, eastbounders are thick between Sheridan and I-25 and the Boulder Turnpike. And those eastbound lanes is very heavy between Pecos and the I-25 interchange. In today's forecast, we will see highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Currently, we're at 42 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Travel plans? U.S. Airport Parking offers covered parking to help protect your car from hail and sun. U.S. Airport Parking is located on Tower Road, just north of Pena. Save with your King Super Supercard or AAA card at U.S. Airport Parking.
Tonight on 9 News at 10, a new business for a new era. A company you can trust. To lie for you.
Lying is really the cornerstone of American culture.
What did he say?
Lying is part of our society. It has been, it always will be.
Does that make it right?
We didn't invent it, we just filled a niche within the market.
Is that really ethical?
I think that it actually undermines our very fabric of our community.
The truth about liars for hire. Tonight on 9 News at 10. This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:06, 6 minutes after 8. High today, 67, mostly sunny skies. AM 760, Progressive Talk, and Jay Marvin with you. And thank you so much for being with us this morning. Rich Masters is no stranger to this show. We've had him on a number of times. One of my favorite people. Masters is a Democratic strategist and managing director for Corvus Communications. For over 6 years, he was top policy and communications advisor to U.S. Senator Mary Landrieu. Prior to joining Landrieu's first Senate campaign in 1996, he was an award-winning news reporter and anchor for television stations in Louisiana, Illinois, and Iowa. And Rich, welcome back to the program. There's so much. Where do you want to start?
It's almost an embarrassment of riches, isn't it, for Democrats?
It's terrible. All right. You know, first of all, the USA Today story this morning. The NSA has a massive database of American phone calls. George W. Bush has been caught once again lying to the American people in defending the previously disclosed program, and I'm quoting here from USA Today. Bush insisted that the NSA was focused exclusively on international calls. In other words, Bush explained, one end of the communication must be outside the United States. As a result, domestic call records, those calls that originate and terminate within U.S. borders, were believed to be private. Sources say, however, that this is not the case. With the access of billions of domestic calls, the NSA has gained a secret window into the communications habits of millions of Americans and consumers. Their names, streets, addresses, and other personal information are not being handed over to the NSA, but sources say they can easily be cross-checked. Your comment on this latest move to break the Fourth Amendment and also the FISA law?
Well, it shouldn't actually surprise us that George Bush has lied about this. I mean, this is, you know, the first time he was asked about it, he said flat out there's absolutely no domestic eavesdropping whatsoever. Keep in mind, that was his very first statement, is that no one, absolutely no one, was being spied on domestically whatsoever. That was his first story. Then when it came out, they changed their story to try to make it fit more politically, and from a PR perspective, to make it more palatable. And they had an argument that went something like this: if Osama bin Laden is calling your next door neighbor, I want to know why. Most Americans are going to agree with this. And, of course, that was also, now it looks as if it's a lie as well. And so, you know, we should, you know, instead of being outraged, we've got to get focused and say we need to start electing people who are going to change the policy and not just nod their head and say, this is perfectly okay. And now George Bush has nominated the guy who is in charge of all of that,
yeah,
to head the CIA.
Who doesn't know anything about the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution.
It's unbelievable, and putting the military in charge of the CIA, if that's not the rat guarding the cheese, I can't quite figure out how these people could make any more mistakes than what they already have done. And fortunately, the American public, who was kind of asleep and kind of said, well, you know, George Bush seems like a nice kind of guy. He seems like he's a guy I'd like to go have a beer with. I think the American public is finally waking up and realizing what Democrats have been saying for years and years is true. He is dangerous to this country, and he has rolled back environmental. I mean, you pick the topic, and the country is in far worse shape today than it was when Bill Clinton was president just 5 years ago.
I agree with you about electing Democrats. I'm all for it, and I think everybody should get out and either work on campaigns, contribute money. I mean, I think contributing money is a way to push big money out of politics. If we all progressives get together and contribute, I think we should fight conservatism at every turn of the mile, because it's not right for the country. It's unproven not to be right for the country. But the other thing is, where is any kind of credibility on the part of the GOP. Are you telling me there's not one GOP senator, that there's not a group of senators or a group of members of the House of Representatives that aren't going to stand up and say, wait a minute, what this administration is doing with the NSA is wrong, that the checks and balances in this country are totally and completely busted?
The only way that they are standing up to this administration is by saying that the one thing that the administration is trying to do on immigration reform is wrong. It's the only place where I can see that there's a sizable contingent of Republicans standing up against this administration. I mean, it's shocking. I mean, this is a party who has, they have gotten what they have asked for. And unfortunately, the American public, or a majority of them in many districts, weren't frankly listening. And we need, as Democrats, to step up to the plate and say, it's not just enough to be against what the Democrats or what the Republicans and George Bush are for. We have to have an agenda. And they've actually outlined it pretty darn well. Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid have set out an agenda that we're going to, the things that we're going to do when we take back the country.
Well, one thing we're certainly going to do is we're going to be able to read the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution and the FISA law, that's for sure.
At the very least, that's what we're going to be able to do. You know, my warning, too, to Democrats is that we cannot afford to have an internecine war. I mean, for Democrats to look around and say, well, I like this Democrat, but this Democrat's too liberal for me. Or I like this Democrat, but this Democrat's too conservative for me. So I don't want to give a conservative Democrat money, or I don't want to give a liberal Democratic money. Nonsense. We have got to pull together so that we are able to stop this. I mean, you know,
I agree.
There were people that thought Bill Clinton was, way too conservative, but any Democrat now would give anything to go back to the days of Bill Clinton. And so I would urge the fissures in the party, the left and the right of our party, to stop bickering, to come together and say, listen, it's about electing a majority that can change the direction of this country. And Democrats are going to do it, and they can only do it if they have a majority in either House or both, hopefully.
Yep. You know what? I agree 100%. 8:12, 12 minutes after 8 here on AM 760. Progressive Talk on the line with me, Rich Masters. All right. House votes to extend investor tax cuts for 2 years. You know, how in the world, when the deficit is the way it is, how in the world do these people justify giving the top 5% or the top 3% this kind of a break, and the investor class this kind of a break, while the middle class and the lower middle class gets hammered?
Well, I mean, I think the downside to these horrible poll numbers is that they are losing and hemorrhaging their base, the far right-wing base of the Republican Party. So what they're doing now is they're gearing up for elections. They have decided to go back to their very, very basic playbook, and that is, let's toss tax cuts to the filthy rich in hopes that most middle Americans won't realize. And when I talk about middle America, when I talk about middle Americans, you know, Democrats sometimes too often are saying, well, it's rich giving the rich the tax cuts, giving wealthy the tax cuts. Let's be clear about this. People who make over $200,000 a year benefit. People who make under that, which is 90% of the American public, are paying for that and will pay for that for the next 50 years. So let's be very, very clear about this. This isn't rich versus poor. This is the extremely, unbelievably wealthy versus hardworking, middle-class, white and blue-collar Americans. And this is a debt that, you know, Bush is on the drunken sailor kind of plan. You know, let's max out our credit cards because, you know what, I'm not going to have to pay for it. It's the same theory in Iraq. Let's keep going in Iraq because, you know what, I'm not going to have to clean up the mess, which is unfortunate, but that's what they're doing, and they're appealing to their far right wing. The second thing that they're going to do is they're going to start scaring Americans. That's their playbook. Give tax cuts and then scare Americans that, you know, we have threats abroad, whether that's Iran, whether that's Iraq. Whatever it is, scare them because Americans are too stupid, they believe, to understand that they're not actually protecting our security.
You hear that noise on the phone? That's probably the NSA collecting our call patterns here.
Oh, I'm certain it is.
You know, I mean, I hate to say this, but they now know that you called this show and that you've been on the show, and they know that that we've had you on. You know, on the tax cut thing, yeah, the estimate is that those earning that several studies found that the average tax savings among those earning $10,000 to $20,000 a year would be a big whopping $2. Well, the average savings for those earning $1 million a year would be $42,000. You know, people have got to wake up to the fact that they are robbing us blind here, and we have got to put a stop to this in November.
Well, and what they're going to do is they're going to do exactly what they did during the Reagan years. They're going to rack up these drunken sailor debts. And they're going to wait for a Democrat to bite the bullet and do the responsible thing like Bill Clinton was able to do, get the budget back in balance. And then do you remember what happened when we got our budget back in balance? It was the longest and brightest economic expansion in the history of the world.
Right.
It's not rocket science to me, and they've dug us in a huge hole, and it's going to take a Democrat to get us out. Unfortunately, it's not as popular to fix the economy as it is to break it, apparently.
Yeah, I think you're right. All right, last question. I ask everybody who comes on this show, so I got to ask you. Karl Rove, indicted yes or no?
Yes.
When? This coming week? Next week?
I think he's, at this point, they're so far down the line, I don't see how they can't indict him. Now, it won't be on the original case, and again, it never is. No one in this town seems to learn it. The Clinton impeachment thing wasn't on the original thing. They're going to indict him on the fact that he lied to the grand jury. I think it's pretty clear. I mean, even he's malingering in public about, I forgot I had this conversation, my dates were off. BS. There's no possible way. I think they're going to nail him. I think they're going to indict him on the same thing they indicted Scooter Libby on.
Tomorrow?
I think it'll be in the next couple weeks.
Okay. Big problem for the White House?
I think it's a huge problem. They just continue to mount. Now, I mean, I don't know that they can fall any further than what they've already fallen. I mean, there's a poll out yesterday, New York Times poll that says, the president is at 30%. Well, that is literally just the hardcore right-wing base of the Republican Party, and there's no real way he's going to fall much below
that. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm praying. The magic number is 27. Then he hits Nixon territory.
Yeah. And I think that, and he could very well do that. And I think the Rove situation could just about do it because there's a mood in the country. I mean, once people have lost that bargain that they had with him, they had that bargain with Reagan, they had that bargain with Clinton. I like this guy, and I believe him. And then, even the Monica Lewinsky stuff didn't break that bond. The bond has been broken here. There's nowhere to go but down. I don't think for this guy. And I think he's stuck and mired there. And he's been a lame duck and will be a lame duck. But again, it's time now for Democrats to take advantage of that and talk about the progressive agenda, pull together so that we can elect some good Democrats this coming fall. Otherwise, we're going to be wringing our hands until 2008.
Yeah, I agree. We got to do it at the ballot box this fall. We got to storm the ballot box and take control of this country. Rich, thank you so much once again for your time. It's always great to have you on the
program. No extra charge, urgent care. After all, that's why we're here. And even if you just want a cleaning or a consultation, if it's important to you, it's important to us. From bleaching to dentures and everything in between, at Comfort Dental, we'll be there when you need us.
Morning commute. Eastbound C-470 is jamming between Lucent and Broadway. Eastbound 6th Avenue is heavy between Federal and I-25. And the eastbound routes of I-70 are also thick between Pecos and Brighton. In today's forecast, we'll see highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Currently, we're at 43 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Toyota owners, during the month of May, keep your Toyota running great. Take advantage of your local Denver Metro Toyota Service Center's lube, oil, and filter service and multi-point inspection, all for just $29.95. Don't miss this great deal from Toyota. Hurry, offer ends May 31st.
Now you'll have to replace that window. What about that old, ugly patio door? Now's the time to replace your windows and doors. Pella Windows and Doors is having a Windows Your Way sale. $500 off any installed Designer Series patio door with the purchase of 4 installed Architect Series or Designer Series windows. Pella's number one brand, professionally installed, beautiful, affordable doors and windows. For a free home appointment, call 866-635-5281 or visit Pella.com.
Every day, more people discover the beauty of Comcast Digital Cable with On Demand. A library of televised entertainment you watch whenever you want. After years of being controlled by network time slots, people are becoming empowered. Maybe too empowered.
Welcome to Happy Burger. May I take your order?
I demand a cheeseburger.
Excuse me?
And I further demand a soft drink and fries.
Let me guess. You have Comcast.
Now, feel the power of Comcast Digital Cable with HBO and On Demand for just $49.99 per month for 3 months, including the latest episodes of The Sopranos and Big Love, kid shows, music videos, and more. All whenever you want and all for just $49.99 per month for 3 months. Add HDTV on up to 15 channels, including local stations, for only $5 more per month. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Offer expires May 21st. Not available in all areas. HDTV is an additional $5 per month. Some restrictions apply. Call for complete details.
Musicians, this weekend, get a Gibson Custom Shop Les Paul, a complete Pro Tools recording rig, or a Pearl Master Series drum kit. And don't even think about payments for 15 months. Get the gear you need now with no payments and no interest for over a year. It's Guitar Center's Get the Gear, Don't Pay Till Next Year financing weekend. We're talking 15 months, same as cash, and all at the nation's guaranteed lowest prices. Plus, throw additional gear onto your ticket and get the same great financing deal. Guitar Center's Get the Gear, Don't Pay Till Next Year financing weekend. Don't miss it.
The following is a message from Brutus at the National Disaster Search Dog Foundation.
Last October, three buildings collapsed. I was called in to help. Two little kids were missing. I looked everywhere. Then I found them. They were crying. We all were.
Be part of the search. Call 1-888-4K9-HERO or visit SearchDogFoundation.org. Made possible by SearchDog USA.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and get ready to join AM 760 Progressive Talk for the second annual Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate Women's Only 8K.
Registration begins at $35.
With portions of the proceeds benefiting Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Denver,
as well as the gathering place.
Log on to AM760.net. It's the Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate 8K with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 823, 23 minutes after 8, high today 67, mostly sunny skies. Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And as you know, we've been talking here on this program for a long time about these robocalls that the Trailhead Group has been putting out and targeting good, hardworking Democrats with smears and lies. And listeners have been turning in robocalls to us. And now we've got an example of another one. Here's State Representative Gwen Green, who is being robocalled. And State Representative, good morning and welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you, Jay. I'm glad to be on.
Now, for those people who don't know, what area, what House district are you in?
Oh, I represent North Lakewood and Applewood and Golden and a little bit of Fairmont.
Okay. Have you heard this robocall?
I have not.
All right. The robocall is a little hard to hear. It's a little hard to make out. So we all have to kind of listen very, very closely. But here's what it sounds like.
Okay.
Hello. This is Kelly calling on behalf of the Trailhead Group with a legislative alert. I'm calling to tell you about reckless comments made by your state representative, Gwen Green. Despite bipartisan support for several ideas addressing child abuse, Gwen Green accused fellow legislators who opposed her own bill as being, quote, for pedophiles. Her outburst was so offensive that she was reprimanded by the Speaker of the House. Call Gwen Green at 303-866-2951 and tell her that outrageous attacks against others on the floor of the House are unproductive and irresponsible. This message is not associated with any candidate or committee.
What do you make of that?
You know, that's just another attempt to smear me. This is the fourth robocall, Jay, that has been placed against me. And they don't, you know, this Trailhead Group does not engage on the issues. What they engage on is trying to smear people. What happened in that instance was that there was a debate ongoing about House Bill 1090, and
mm-hmm.
that's the bill that sought to lift the statute of limitations for sexual crimes against children. And I was trying to, on the House floor, I was trying to encourage members not to vote to kill the bill. I was saying if you kill the bill, that would be for pedophiles. I didn't accuse people who voted against it as being pro-pedophile, but I said if you kill the bill, that's pro-pedophile. And that was really beyond the pale. It was. I should not have spoken thus, and the words were out of my mouth before I realized it. And I did apologize for that, but you'll notice that the Trailhead Group does not acknowledge that. They do not acknowledge that, you know, the same day I apologized, they said that that was not my intent, but that my intent truly is to say that by not passing this bill, it does encourage, and it's the truth, Jay, it's the fact, that by not passing the bill, we are encouraging pedophiles who are not caught to continue their behavior. You know, pedophiles who are not caught. They can hide out. The only way we're going to know that they're abusing kids today is when someone comes forward who has been abused maybe 30 years ago. What we heard, and I was sorry that not all the members could hear this, but what I heard in the Judiciary Committee when people were testifying for my bill is that these pedophiles don't just molest kids in one generation, they molest them in the next generation and the next and the next. And so what I was encouraging on the House floor was to recognize that if you want to stop sexual molestation of children today, we have to find a way to reach back and get those people who were molesting 10 and 20 and 30 years ago so that they can be brought to justice because they're molesting today. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
And, well, I'm glad you got it because a lot of people didn't seem to get it. And so that's what I was trying to encourage, and that was what was behind that remark. But Trailhead just, they either take something I've said and they distort it, or they make something up out of whole cloth, you know.
And has this had any effect? Have people followed through and called your office?
Oh, yeah, people have called my office and said they were so angry at the robocalls that they're voting for me.
Oh, that's great. That's good news. So the robocalls, in your
case, are backfiring.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Because I think one of those robocall machines is like between $800 and $1,000. I'd love to have one and put one in my basement and start making my own robocalls, and call it the J-Head Group or something. I don't know. But I really would like to go after, I'd like to serve a message to the Republican Party of the state of Colorado that this kind of Carl Rovian type of smear politics is going to backfire here, and it's not going to work, and that we as informed voters are not that stupid, and that we're sick and tired of these tactics.
Well, that's what I'm getting. You know, the people, I have not received a negative call regarding this robocall on pedophilia, you know. What I've received are people who have gotten, they either say they're fed up with robocalls, they don't want robocalls anymore. And can I please tell Trailhead to stop calling him?
Yeah, delete my number, please.
And then I write and explain, well, you know, I really don't, I can't even communicate with them by law. But most people are calling up and saying, you know, I can't stand this, and I can't stand the fact that they're targeting you, and it's so negative that I'm not going to, you know. One guy called and said, I don't even know or remember, you know, what you're for, but I'm voting for you. You have my vote.
That's great.
Because
that's great.
I don't like people doing this. So I think the citizens in Colorado are fed up with this negative campaign. I really do. And that even shows on polls. People don't like the negative campaign smear tactics that are used prior to an election. And I just got a call yesterday from a constituent who said, you know, I don't appreciate having my time with my kids interrupted with these smear tactics, and it started so early, and can't you stop it?
Yeah, well, you can't.
But I think the way to stop it is what we're doing right now, Jay.
Well, the way to stop it is to speak out against it, and that's exactly mm-hmm. what we're doing. And, you know, I don't know if anybody in the Colorado Republican Party listens. I doubt they do. But you know what? We're going to keep fighting the fight against the robocalls and keep exposing them as we get a hold of them and as listeners turn the information over to us. State Representative Gwen Green, thank you. Thank you for being on the program this morning and explaining what went on. Thank you so much. And,
you're certainly welcome.
And good luck in your reelection effort.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And if you have any questions, just call me.
You know we will.
Okay, 303-489-8907.
You've got it, Representative. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
All right. There's Representative Gwen Green. All right. You know, we get these robocalls out there. You get any robocalls, call us, turn them over to us, and we'll get the proper representative on to explain what they're about. The Republican Party and the Trailhead Group, and you know what? The Trailhead Group is a 527, so they're not associated with any candidate, and they're not associated directly with the Republican Party. But you know something? They're all smack of the same tactics of these people, which are mud throwers. And this is why we have to adopt a different point of view. We have to attack conservatism on every issue, not just a few issues. And that's why I keep saying that day after day, morning after morning, We have to organize. We have to get to the ballot box. We have got to elect Republicans. We have to keep control, or I'm sorry, elect Democrats. We have to keep control of the legislature. We have got to do it. The Democratic Party must prevail in 06, and it can't get done without your help and my help and everybody else's help. Whether you give $25 or you give 5 minutes or whatever the case may be, we need to stop the Republican Party and conservatism dead in its tracks because it is bad for America. 8:32, and it's bad for Colorado. 8:32, 28 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Here's somebody who's very good for Colorado. Progressive traffic with Amelia Earhart.
Well, thank you, Jay. Got a brand new crash on the highway drive. It's northbound I-25 right around Colfax. No word of any lanes blocked as of yet, so we will have you get those further updates in the next report. Now, I-25 southbound, still heavy and slow up on the north end between 100 and 4th, heading down towards the turnpike. Again, between Spear and 6th Avenue, and you will find that heavy traffic continuing down through the tech center, finally wrapping up right around Hampton. Across I-225, northbounders jamming up, heading into Aurora between Iliff and Mississippi, and the eastbound lanes of C-470 also very heavy and slow between Lucent and Broadway. In today's forecast, we'll see highs in the upper 60s and see some lower 70s, mostly clear skies with windy conditions.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. Over the past 35 years, some of the most fulfilling home projects I've worked on are the ones that allow me to help improve someone else's everyday life. From building a wheelchair ramp to widening doorways, I pride myself on helping to create a barrier-free environment for those with physical disabilities. Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
The 2006 Summer of Stars and Coors Light Live welcomes Brad Paisley Friday, June 23rd at Coors Amphitheater.
Got you in trouble in high school.
Country music superstar Brad Paisley shines with energy. His amazing prowess on guitar and up-tempo hits provide a perfect night under the stars. Brad Paisley with special guest Sarah Evans. An amazing voice and talent that will light up the stage. Rising star Eric Church joins the fun along with Flappin' Jacks and the Railbenders. It's a country music jamboree not to be missed. Brad Paisley, joined by Sarah Evans, Eric Church, and more.
Yeah, when I get where I'm going.
Tickets are on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets. 303-830-TIXS or Ticketmaster.com.
Another tip to the guy at the ice cream shop.
Part of the Coors Light Live Concert Series, produced by House of Blues Concerts.
You can shmush a tomato into your nose. You can shmush sand between your toes. You can shmush your tube of toothpaste. Or shmush some wine around your buds of taste. You can shmush a ripe banana or the bayou mud in Louisiana. You can shmush an orange into juice. And you can tell I'm no Dr. Seuss. But the very worst thing to shmush by far is when you go and shmush your car. And I know most people will agree.
You shmush your car. It's Professional Auto Body.
Call Professional Auto Body and get your free schmushed car benefits, including free no-obligation mobile estimating at your home or work, free new car rentals during repairs, free financing on deductibles, cashback deductible rebates up to $500, and a whole lot more. Professional Auto Body, recommended by troubleshooter Tom Martino and approved by every insurance company, and all work includes a lifetime warranty. From sensational schmushes to simple scratches, call Professional Auto Body today at 561-FREE, 561-FREE.
I saw him come in last Friday, and they didn't say to me I couldn't talk about it. So if you want one of those, they're out there. But if you also want something else, they got it too, from Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen. Whatever it is, they've got it, and it's the best place to get the most bang for your buck. Check them out on the internet, RockiesAutos.com. You can see their business philosophy, see their TV commercials, look at the inventory, pre-qualify for a car loan, which helps you cut down on the paperwork, and just generally get to know my friends at Rocky's Autos. Then get out to see them. They've got an extra hour of Rocky's Shopping Power for you now, open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and they've been family-owned and operated since 1982. That's going on almost 25 years. I tell you, buying a car is a big investment, and when you go somewhere and you're going to buy a car, you need to be able to trust the people that you're going to buy from, and I'll tell you, you'll walk away with the utmost trust of the people of Rockies, because they'll give it to you. You know what? They'll instill it in you, because you'll see that they try hard to do the right thing. Rockies Autos. See you out there today. If you're out there, I should be out there a little later on this afternoon. Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Can't stand George W. Bush? The Bush-Cheney bumper stickers make you cringe? At All American Vogue, we carry a large selection of anti-Bush magnets, T-shirts, buttons, bumper stickers, dartboards, and a whole lot more. We have great gifts for the politically conscious and unconscious. Come support All American Vogue so that we can continue to support Progressive Talk AM 760. Come see us at 10 South Broadway, one block south of First Avenue at Ellsworth, or call 7 days a week, 303-733-4140.
The Colorado Crush battle the Arizona Rattlers Friday night, 6:45 at Pepsi Center in an arena football shootout that will determine home field playoff advantage. Get your tickets now. Call Ticketmaster 303-830-TIXS. Stop by the Pepsi Center box office or log on to Ticketmaster.com or ColoradoCrush.com. Friday night's game is fan appreciation night with discounts on Crush merchandise, prizes, and more. So cheer on the Crush as the drive to Arena Bowl 20 in Las Vegas shifts into high gear. Call Ticketmaster now, 303-830-TIXS.
A show that causes Republicans to drive their Hummers into a ditch. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
A shame on us in being so far behind and being so willing to rubber stamp anything this administration does. Republican-controlled Congress refuses to ask questions, and so we have to pick up the paper to find out what is going on. We ought to fold our tents and steal away.
That's Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy talking about the story this morning in USA Today. Get it out of the vendor box. Check it out on the web. NSA has massive database of American phone calls. I've been talking about it all morning. George W. Bush caught lying again in defending previously disclosed programs. In defending the previously disclosed program, rather, Bush insisted that the NSA was focused exclusively on international calls. In other words, Bush explained, one end of the communication must be outside the United States. As a result, domestic call records, those calls that originate and terminate within the U.S. borders, were believed to be private. Sources say, however, this isn't the case. With access to records of billions of domestic calls, the NSA has gained a secret window into the communications habits of millions of Americans. Customers' names, street addresses, and other personal information are not being handed over to the NSA domestic program, the sources said, but the phone numbers the NSA collects can easily be cross-checked with other databases to obtain that information about you, about me, about everybody else. And the man that designed this, General Hayden, is now up to head the CIA. This is a guy who doesn't know anything about the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution and has proven that over and over again. He knows nothing about the Fourth Amendment. When asked from a reporter about the Fourth Amendment, he couldn't answer the question. As a matter of fact, he sat there and stood his ground and argued, and he blatantly hadn't read the text of the Fourth Amendment. Here's General Hayden.
My understanding is that the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution specifies that you must have probable cause to be able to do a search that does not violate an American's right against unlawful searches and seizures.
Fourth Amendment actually protects all of us against unreasonable search and seizure.
But that's what it says. The measure is probable cause, I believe.
The amendment says unreasonable search and seizure.
But does it not say probable?
No.
The legal standard is probable cause.
Just to be very clear, okay, and believe me, if there's any amendment to the Constitution that employees of the National Security Agency are familiar with, it's the Fourth.
Oh, really?
Right. And it is a reasonableness standard in the Fourth Amendment.
Really? Well, here's what the Fourth Amendment actually says. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, house, papers, effects against unreasonable search and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. One line open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Sherry in Denver. Sherry, you're on AM 760. Thank you for waiting. Go ahead.
I understand right now, I mean, actually about an hour ago, I understand why you're so mad, because it hit me at the same time. I don't know if people are really, I think people are that stupid. They think that when a dictator or someone that's crooked, they come in and they lie immediately. Well, this has been happening for 6 years, every little bit. I mean, they keep finding the lies and they keep doing it. and they keep taking away our civil rights, but nobody seems to understand that. And the one thing I had called you about 3 weeks ago about them picking up 11 million people, and I said that's impossible. You know,
right.
You can't do it. God, you know, if you had said to me 3 weeks ago that a university would put out pictures of people and say, we will give you $50 to find these people, and people come willingly, you know, running up and saying, hey, you know, this is great, I would have said, you're crazy. But the climate of this country has changed so much that they're allowing this. And I think the thing that I said to John this morning was, okay, so it isn't $50. Maybe it's a better job. Maybe it's a better house. Maybe it's anything. Maybe because you're Jewish. Maybe because you're an immigrant. Maybe because you're gay. You list it, we can do it. If we give you something good enough, will you do it? Because the Nazis did it, and they do it all over the world now. And we say, oh, that can't happen here. Hello?
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, and I have fought off extreme descriptions about this country for the better part of 14 months on this program, but I'm beginning to cave now. I'm beginning to realize that we are in way, 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 way dangerous territory, and that Patrick Leahy and what he's saying there and what Rich Masters says, what they're saying is very, very true. And that we have now no other choice. We have got to change the focus of this country. We have got to stop fighting among ourselves, both centrist Democrats, Democrats on the progressive side, moderate Democrats. We have got to band together. We have got to, because we are in a crisis, we have got to get control of this country. We have got to support organizations that fight for our civil liberties like the ACLU. We have no other choice. We have no other place to go. We have got to dig our heels in, and we have got to do it now.
And the other thing, I heard last night the man from Newsweek said that the question that was given to him was, well, we can get these rights back. And he said, no.
About Jonathan Turley said that civil rights are like, that the civil liberties are like sand that slips through your hands.
That's right. And the thing was, I had said it before, I went to the meeting, the town meeting, and Gary Hart was there, and Bruce Fine was there. And Fine is a historian, and he said repeatedly, do you see what's happening? Do you see that no one's upholding any kind of constitutional law, that they're breaking it every day? These men must have to be stopped, and no one's stopping them. And that was pointed out last night with a group of pictures, and they said, look who Bush has hired. Look who he has brought in.
Yeah, they're all ex-lawbreakers.
Yes, and he said, and they get to do even more now than they did before, and they seemed, oh, you know, you're doing a good job. You know, you're doing a good job. But I really think that I keep thinking of one thing that people, you know, say, well, I didn't know, or I support whatever. The movie 1776 talks about, you know, how they started our country and what they had to do and who they had to fight. And the funny part about it was there's a song in there, and I keep remembering one line in the whole thing, and it's like three little words. Is anybody there? Does anybody care? Does anybody hear what I hear?
All I can say is we have got to get active. We have got
to
get active. We've got to vote. We've got to support candidates. We have got to turn this country around. We have no choice. Sherry, thank you.
Appreciate
the call.
Okay, bye-bye.
I don't know of any other way to put it. And I'm going to say it to you, you know, right here. If you're not a member of the ACLU, you ought to be a member. You ought to go to their site, ACLU.org. There's a Colorado site. Google a Colorado site for the ACLU. You should join the ACLU. You should pick a congressional candidate. Pick an Angie Piccioni. Pick a Peggy Lamb. Pick a Jay Fawcett. Pick a Bill Ritter for governor. Pick a Morgan Carroll for the House of Representatives, for the State House. Pick a Joe Rice for the House. Pick somebody. Support them. Get involved. Do it now. We have no other choice. We are losing our rights. We are losing our country. We are losing what we have grown up and come to appreciate and love. It is time for true patriots to step forward, and it is time for us to take control of this nation.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
This is an earlier crash. This got cleared from the highway drive. A brand new one just fell into place. It's along northbound I-25 right before Colfax. Got two cars involved here, and unfortunately, that will slow you down as you make your way out of the DTC. Taking a look at southbound 25, you're still heavy up on the north end. It is slowly beginning to break free between 104th Avenue and the Turnpike, but you still will find those delays making your way into downtown. Eastbound I-70 still thick between Pecos and Brighton Boulevard, and the eastbound lanes of I-270 still jamming up between I-76 and Vasquez in Commerce City. In today's forecast, we will see highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Windy conditions along the foothills, but mostly clear skies throughout the day. Currently, we're at 47 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
You'll find everything you need to celebrate Mother's Day at your neighborhood King Soopers. From the ingredients for a special meal to fresh-cut flowers. This week only, don't miss two dozen long-stemmed roses for only $18.88. King Soopers. Right store, right price.
Randy Rhodes.
We still aren't sure that we have the right to have our votes counted. We're still not sure that when we go to vote, they'll be tabulated by something other than a private company's black box. And people are just going, I want to give up more civil liberties. I don't care if anybody listens in on my telephone conversations, Randy, because quite frankly, I get my porn online. I'm not a 976 guy.
Randy Rhodes, weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Does the risk of losing money in the stock market scare you or keep you up at night? What about the threat of depleting or outliving your retirement dollars? Fed up with the minimal returns of your CDs or bonds? If you answered yes to any of these questions or are simply interested in protecting your retirement, listen every Saturday 2 to 3 and Sunday 11 to noon to Money and Retirement Talk. Learn how to guarantee yourself a 14.23% return next year with absolutely no risk and about a checking and savings account with no minimum balance and 100% liquidity. That's Money and Retirement Talk, Saturdays from 2 to 3 p.m., Sundays 11 to noon, right here on AM 760.
There are certain people, maybe you know one, who can't live anywhere but in town. They need a steady diet of espresso, sushi, and independent films. These are people who get lost south of Hamden and hyperventilate when they see too much beige. They can't take a shower and run the dishwasher at the same time, but that's okay, because they'd rather have the gritty charm of an urban neighborhood than the shiny newness of a suburban one. If you know someone like this, please give them this message from McStain. We understand. Let them know we're building homes in some interesting urban places. Homes with character and big closets. All new on the inside and distinctly urban on the outside. New homes for people who don't like new homes. In Lowry, Stapleton, Belmar, and Platt Park. Learn more at McStain.com. McStain Neighborhoods. We're on a mission here.
Imagine a natural diet ingredient that kills your appetite by simply telling your brain you're full. Imagine you could lose weight and still eat the foods you love. Imagine you could try it risk-free with a 100% money-back guarantee. Stop imagining, it's true. H57's all-natural hoodie tricks your brain into believing you're full. It's been featured on 60 Minutes, ABC News, and the BBC as a potential miracle cure for obesity. How does it work? Simply take two capsules of H57 hoodie before each meal to help reduce your hunger, to help you lose the weight you want naturally. Thanks to thousands of success stories, H57 Hoodia is number one and America's fastest growing diet supplement. Don't fall for imitators. Ask for H57 Hoodia and become an H57 success story today.
Call now for your risk-free supply of H57 Hoodia. 1-800-224-1938. That's 1-800-224-1938 to find out more about H57's free bottle promotion. Try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-224-1938 or visit myh57.com.
We Icelanders live longer than you Americans and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oil from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. And now our powerful omega-3s are available in America. Omega-3s that have twice the power of most omega-3s, and you can get a bottle of it from Iceland Health for free. Besides a healthier heart, our omega-3s can improve memory and energy and have powerful benefits for skin and joints. But don't just take my word for it. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference for yourself. Call 1-800-400-6017. The secret to a healthier heart is out. Try omega-3 capsules from Iceland Health and feel the difference. Get your free bottle of omega-3 by calling 1-800-400-6017. Discover the secret to living a longer, healthier life that we've been using for centuries. Call 1-800-400-6017. 1-800-400-6017.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Martin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
8:51, 9 minutes away from 9 o'clock. AM 760. Progressive Talk. High today, 67. Mostly sunny. Jay Martin working your woofers and tweeters here. With controversial conversation for mature consenting adults. And Neil Young's new CD is out, by the way, and I got it on order. And as soon as it comes in, I'm going to start playing it on the air here. All right, we're talking about the NSA situation and that has been disclosed this morning in USA Today. And we were one of the first on it this morning, right off the bat at 6 a.m. I saw this morning and just absolutely... came unglued. Keith Olbermann had something about it, but didn't go into it in great detail last night. This administration is gone way beyond the pale of the law. I mean, it's you know, we're heading towards a police state, and we really don't know of any other way to say it to you, but we really need to get control of the country we live in. Let's go to Scott in Fort Collins. Scott, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Thank you for going after this the way you are. I really appreciate that. And I'm a member of the ACLU also.
Good for you.
And gave him $50 about 2 or 3 months back. And I guess, you know, Alberto Gonzalez kind of alluded to some of these other programs that he didn't talk about, you know, before. It just wasn't the overseas surveillance and stuff. I think at one of the congressional hearings he was at and things. But what I really wanted to call about was, you know, kind of in response to some of those people that say, well, I have nothing to worry about. You know, I'm not a member of Al-Qaeda. I'm not, you know, a terrorist or anything like that. And, you know, when this discussion first started coming up and things, I started thinking, well, you know, what do I have to worry about or whatever? Thinking about it, it's kind of as when you call somebody, you know, you have a specific intent. You know, maybe it's around your job, maybe it's calling a loved one or somebody like that. But when that call's being listened to, or, you know, gathered up or whatever.
Or they're collecting the number that you're calling or then establishing calling patterns.
It's not your intent anymore. It's what their interpretation is. You know, it's what, you know, Admiral Poindexter's data mining machine's intent, you know, interpretation is of what you said or key phrases or words or Al-Qaeda or Osama bin Laden or if those happen to get into your phrases or whatever. You know, then it's up to them. And even though you aren't a terrorist or anything like that, you may be being interpreted as a terrorist by some, you know, computer program or by some database or something like that. And then that's when the wheels start turning and you get put in, you know, a certain section of people who, you know, have talked about Al-Qaeda or, you know, whatever. And it's, you know, it's not what your intent is anymore.
No, I agree 100%. And we've been raised, all of us have been raised, because of the Bill of Rights, because of the Fourth Amendment, we've been raised to have a reasonable expectation of privacy. If law enforcement wants our phone records, not actual recordings of what we've done, but if, let's just say in a court case that they wanted to know the numbers that you called or I called, they would have to go before a judge and they would have to get that information. There is a FISA court in this country. There's a FISA law. This administration repeatedly has gone around that law. Our expectation of privacy has been shattered. Our protection under laws that men and women have died for in this country have been shattered. And you know what? It's disgusting that nobody on the Republican side, it's disgusting that these wing nuts who constantly beat their chests and scream about how how patriotic they are and wave the flag, and to have all this time to yell and scream about two men being together, or about about numerous other things that they seem to be preoccupied with, like Rick Santorum, who's preoccupied with male sex, and they're preoccupied with all of this stuff. Where are they on this issue? Where are they on this issue of lawbreakers? Where's Tom Tancredo on this issue of this law being broken? He's strangely silent. Why is he so quiet?
They are stuck in what the Republican Party is about, not the nation.
You're right, because they care about their party,
about
their politics, and they don't care about the greater good of the rights of the American people.
It's not about our country. It's not about our kids, our grandchildren, or, those generations to come. It's about party, it's about corporations, and it's about money right now.
You got it. Thank you for the call, Scott. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jay. Have a good day.
All right. And where's Wayne Allard? Wayne, where are you, Wayne? How come you don't have anything to say about this? How come you have nothing to say about this? Or what about you, Bob Beaupre? You sit in Congress. Flight suit Bob? You have nothing to say about this? Where's all the outcry? And I said it earlier on, I'll say it again. Boy, during the immigration debate, man, oh man, these people are breaking the law, and you can't break 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 the law. And I must have heard that a million times. Where are you same people? How come you're not on the phones now? Because they're breaking the law, and you know what? It affects you directly, because they're getting your phone number, and they're seeing where you're calling and who you're calling. And it's information that they don't have a right to.
PC Answers.
I'm with Spyware Anonymous, and we don't appreciate you going to people's homes and offices and cleaning out their computers. If you don't stop it, we'll come down.
Sorry, little bug. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Don't let spyware and viruses drive you, buggy. Let us exterminate them for you quickly and painlessly. Call PC Answers at 303-548-1414. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
You can call us bonkers. You can call us crazy. But whatever you do, call us. Because Burt Cooney Honda has a goal to become the largest Honda dealer west of the Mississippi. This month, Burt Cooney Honda is kicking things off with a big red sale.
Big red!
Take a stroll through Burt Cooney's huge selection of new Hondas, and you'll see big red sale prices that'll knock your socks off. Put your socks back on, and take a walk through Burt Cooney's pre-owned Honda lineup. Payments and prices are so low, you'll have to stoop to see them. Burt Cooney Honda also has a great selection of gas-sipping hybrids in stock and ready for delivery. Check out the entire inventory at bkhonda.com. There's nothing like a Honda and nobody that can get you in the driver's seat like Burt Cooney. Go to bkhonda.com and see for yourself. The Big Red Sale, on now at Burt Cooney Honda in Centennial. It's over. When the fat lady stops singing.
For the lowest closing costs and the best rate on a home loan, call Advantage Funding at 303-HOME-LOAN. We are the original mortgage company on Tom Martino's exclusive referral list. Tom has confidence in us, and you will too. Advantage Funding at 303-HOME-LOAN is a direct lender. There are no added broker fees or points. Interest rates and closing costs are posted daily at 303homeloan.com. We guarantee our fees. There is never a surprise at the closing table. Advantage Funding. You'll be amazed at the savings. Call 303-HOME-LOAN or go to 303homeloan.com today.
Called on the Senate Judiciary Committee to act.
There have been moments in our nation's history when this committee has had to rise to the occasion. This is one.
Company officials will testify, but Republican Jeff Sessions of Alabama doesn't need an explanation.
It's simply a compilation, apparently, of the numbers that every telephone company maintains when somebody makes a call.
The White House says the database is lawful and necessary. Live in Washington, Howard Arenstein, CBS News.
And there is word from Capitol Hill that Democratic and Republican leaders in the Senate have struck a deal paving the way for illegal immigrants to become U.S. citizens. The agreement ends weeks of stalemate marked by huge rallies, boycotts, and appeals for action. A new development in the case of a stripper who's accused Duke lacrosse players of rape. We're live with CBS News correspondent Jim Crisula.
Nick, it would be the first DNA link in the explosive case. The Durham Herald Sun says tissue found under a false fingernail of an exotic dancer who claims she was raped during a Duke lacrosse team party partially matches DNA from a player who was at the party. It's not clear which player, though. Prosecutors hope to charge a third person with rape. That could happen when a grand jury meets on Monday, Nick.
Well, how to make Baghdad safer for its citizens? Senior Iraqi officials are formulating a plan that would both limit the visibility of U.S. troops while consolidating Iraqi security forces. CBS News correspondent Alan Pizzi's in Baghdad.
Right now there are probably a dozen and more so-called police and paramilitary forces operating inside Baghdad city limits, and people don't really know who they are. Some of them have uniforms, some of them don't. You can buy a police or a paramilitary uniform in the market if you know where to go. And so people, ordinary people, just don't know who to trust.
In Louisiana, the wrecking ball's begun its work in a place beaten up and left for dead by Katrina. Here's Dave Cohen of CBS affiliate WWL.
Here, more than 8 months after Hurricane Katrina devastated this area, the heavy equipment has moved in, and they're knocking down the first homes in heavily damaged St. Bernard Parish. Some 3,000 homeowners have asked the government to demolish their houses so they can either rebuild or at least clear their land of the eyesore that was a home that's now a flooded-out shell of what it used to be. Dave Cohen for CBS News. New Orleans.
The spending jumped last month by half a point. The Commerce Department says most of the increase was fueled by higher gas prices. Had a good day on Wall Street. Right now, the Dow is off 93 points and the NASDAQ is down 25. This is CBS News.
This Mother's Day, give your mother the gift that will last as long as a mother's love. Have a star named after her. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will send your mom a beautiful personalized gift package with her chosen star. You may also include a sterling silver bracelet and heart charm with your mother's name and star location engraved on it. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com so she'll have her gift for Mother's Day.
Okay, you guys, you got 1 minute to hide.
Every minute counts when it comes to spending time with your kids. That's why I use Direct Payment to pay all my monthly bills. With Direct Payment, my bills are paid automatically. I don't waste time writing checks, so I have more time to spend with my family.
Okay, ready or not, here I come.
Talk to the people who send you bills and ask about Direct Payment. It's the safe, reliable, confidential way to pay your bills. To learn more, visit electronicpayments.org.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. A former air traffic controller has pleaded not guilty to charges that he planted homemade bombs outside the Grand Junction homes of four former co-workers and a Federal Aviation Administration official. 54-year-old Robert Burke was in federal court Wednesday in Denver to face charges of possession of an unregistered destructive device, property damage by use of explosives, and possession of a dangerous weapon in committing a crime of violence. United Airlines is looking to consolidate its facilities, which could mean a headquarters move. Gene Medina with United would not deny nor confirm that Denver is an option.
It's premature to speculate what that might mean, but we are looking at how best to optimize and consolidate our facilities.
The executive director of World Business Chicago has reportedly been in talks aimed at keeping United in Illinois. Currently, its headquarters is located in a Chicago suburb. Paul O'Connor says United's been scouting for office space in Chicago or Denver to house some 350 headquarter employees. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, thank you, Tim. Got a couple new problems in this morning's drive. First of all, an earlier crash northbound I-25 just before Colfax. That has now been cleared from the highway drive, but we do have troubles across northbound I-25 right at Alameda. It's a multi-car crash with emergency crews currently on scene, pulled off to the right-hand shoulder. But you will find delays as you make your way up northbound towards downtown as this crash just happened. Now, across I-70 heading eastbound right at Peoria, got pieces of wood in the far left-hand lane, so do expect quick delays there as that gets cleared from the roadways. But luckily, the rest of the drive is quickly thinning out. Eastbound C-470 is starting to thin out between Lucent and Broadway, but you still will find some slower speeds in the area. Both directions of the Boulder Turnpike thinning out, especially eastbound between Pecos and I-25, but you still will find heavy traffic westbound between McCaslin and Table Mesa. In today's forecast, we'll see highs in the upper 60s.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Have you ever given out your website instead of your phone number? Why? Because people can learn everything about your business with a few clicks on the computer. Over 100,000 people listen to our online broadcasts every month. Just like you, they're in front of their computer and next to a phone. For a dollar an ad, you can let them know about your amazing business. Call Sean at 303-713-8318 or click on the Our Advertisers button to find out more.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
All the Republicans got it backwards. S-1955 doesn't expand health care access. It restricts it. The only cost it reduces are the costs insurance companies have to pay out in claims.
Yeah, it figures, doesn't it?
It reduces health benefits such as cancer screenings, diabetes coverage, chiropractic examinations, amputee, having to pay for
amputations?
The false legs and stuff like that.
Prosthetics.
Prosthetics, yes. And basically, what it does is it's a federal bill which says that if the state says that you can offer insurance in Colorado only if you offer diabetes coverage, it allows those insurance companies to circumvent that. So, in other words, it says that it takes away the state's rights to say, look, I want you to cover diabetes. I want you to cover chiropractic or something like that. And it takes all that away.
All right, and this is Senate Bill, 1955?
Right. Now, not only that, Jay, but what it does is then it says that if you hire or retain anybody in your business over the age of 50, that the entire program that you are buying goes into a higher rate, a much higher rate. So what it's doing is it's encouraging businesses to fire anybody over the age of 50 and not to hire anybody over the age of 50. So what do you do when between the ages of 50 and 67 before you get your Social Security? I guess you're just... you're no longer a citizen of the United States or something like that. This is a very poor bill. It creates more problems than it solves, Jay, and Congress needs to find a better way.
Well, we need to get people. We need to get people to call.
Do you want to? Can I give Senator Alazar's number?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Okay, it's 202-224-5852, and they're voting on this today, I believe, so you really need to call. Call them and tell them you're against Senate Bill 1955.
All right, give the number again.
202-224-5852. Now, I don't think it's going to do any help to call Allard because he's got his name on this bill. I don't think he had anything to do with writing it or anything. I don't think he's smart enough. but he put his name on it anyway, so you can be sure that he's supporting it.
Well,
but Alizar's on the fence, and if we can get him to vote now, that'll be something.
All right, man, you got it. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate the call.
Thank you, Jay. You're doing a great job.
All right, thanks. Good information. Let's go to Vicki in Colorado Springs. Vicki, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Good to talk to you today.
Nice to have you on.
You know, I think that this story about the NSA getting the numbers from the phone companies, I think this has Karl Rove's fingerprints all over it.
Why does it have Karl Rove's fingerprints on it?
Because their base and even the fence sitters that voted Republican last time don't care about this issue. You know, I think it's something that they think they can say Democrats are weak on terror and not willing to do what it takes to make us safe.
I think they'll try to use that as a defense, but I don't think that they would normally leak something like this. It'll cause such a storm and that would cause them more harm. I don't think that they would definitely leak it, but I think they'll try to use it as a defense, yeah.
You would have thought they would have thought that with Valerie Plame when they leaked that story.
Well, they didn't think they were going to get caught.
Well, you know, I just think that this is something that they feel that they can win on, this issue. And, you know, I don't think the Republicans in Congress think that this is a big issue for, I think they think it's a winner for them. So why not go ahead and put this out and have people talk about it? I think it makes them think that they look strong. You know.
Yeah, I agree with you. The only part I don't agree with is I don't think that they leaked it. But I think somebody inside the NSA who realizes, or might have been many people inside the NSA who realize that this is a wrong thing and that it's breaking the law, probably leaked it out of a matter of conscience. But you're right, this is a fight that the Republicans don't mind having because they look at it as being purely political. They don't look at it as being the Bill of Rights or the law of the country, and what they feel like they can do is they can make us look weak fighting terrorism and the war on terror. But you know something? What we need to do is we just need to stand up to them and call their bluff and say, you know what? It has nothing to do. The fact that you call the 7-Eleven or you call your sister's house doesn't make, or your mother's house, doesn't have anything to do with the war on terror. Has nothing to do with the war on terror.
Oh, I'm 100% behind you on that.
We just need to put it out there and say it to them. And the next conservative person, the next wingnut that comes up to you and says, oh, well, you know, listen, I mean, blah, 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 and you guys are weak on terror, and this is about the war on terror, then, you know, you just say to them, okay, fine. Okay, you called me on the phone. What was about the war on terror of you calling me? What have we been accused of doing? Well, what crime was committed there? And are you then saying that the whole process of having to go through a court in order to get phone records should then just be dismantled because we have a war on drugs, because we have a war on crime, because we have this, we have that? And see if they like that. Tell them we'll take away their individual rights, too. Their individual rights are being taken away.
Well, they are, most definitely, but they don't have the foresight to see that. They are concerned with one thing and one thing only, the Republican Party.
Well, I wonder how they would feel. I wonder how they would feel if they knew it was their own phone number.
Well, you know, I don't know about that. They probably, you know, think, well, it doesn't matter. I'm not doing anything. That's their philosophy. That's their way of thinking. And I just don't think that it matters to Republicans. They care about one thing. They're me-publicans, not Republicans. They care about themselves.
Well, you know what I think about them?
What?
I think it's becoming more and more apparent that no matter how much rhetoric they launch, no matter how big their noise machine is, no matter how many radio stations Rush Limbaugh has, no matter how much power KOA or any of the other right-wing talkers have, they're out of step with the American public. And they're becoming more and more out of step with the American public. And that's why Bush's poll numbers are where they are. They are becoming more and more out of step with the American public, and we just need to point out at every turn of the mile how out of step with the American public they really are.
You're right, but this story, they don't see it as hurting them because they have their Republican base and those fence sitters with them thinking that this protects them. So I think it's a winner story for them. I mean, that's just
philosophy. We'll see. You know what? But it's up to us to turn that around. Vicki, thank you. Appreciate the call.
All right.
Okay,
bye.
Have a good day. One line open at 303-713-7600. By the way, The American Cancer Society is hooking up free calls to oppose Senate Bill 1955. Call 1-888-88. Now, Turk, I can't read that. There's too many eights in there. 1-888-669-4246. That's 1-888-669-4246. And you know what? Great gift for Mother's Day. Karen from Pueblo says, great gift for Mother's Day, a membership in the ACLU. I think I'll give that to my mother for Mother's Day. 9:16, 16 minutes after 9.
You know what the good life is like because you dream about it every day. You dream about the bigger house and the luxury car, maybe traveling around the world. But you wake up and find you're still in the same old job, working for the same old pay, week in and week out. But what if I can show you how to make your fortune investing in real estate, even if you've never done it before? Come on, you say, it takes money to get started. And you're right, but it doesn't have to be your money. In fact, I bought my first property at age 17 without a penny to my name, and I've been making millions ever since. Hi, I'm Dolph DeRoos, and I'm inviting you to see what the good life is really like. I'd like to send you a powerful free tape that will show you how you can get started earning the kind of money you really want so you can become rich, very rich. Now I'm going to give you a number that you need to call for my free tape. Are you ready? It's 1-800-500-1093. Stop dreaming about the good life and start living it. That's 1-800-500-1093. 1-800-500-1093.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. Not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-460-0580 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-460-0580. 1-800-460-0580.
How secure is your computer network? Computer security breaches are an ever-increasing risk to your business. Illegal downloading of confidential information, unauthorized installation of software, even theft. ABBA Technologies offers solutions from HP, Ardense, and ClearCube. Let ABBA Technologies assess your network today. Call them toll-free at 888-642-6309 or visit abbatech.com. That's ABBATech.com. ABBA Technologies, your trusted advisor for all your IT needs.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngleHomesColorado.com.
At Ellsworth, or call 7 days a week, 303-733-4140.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 920, 20 minutes after 9. Open phones underway here at AM 760, Progressive Talk with me, Jay Marvin. High today, 67. Mostly sunny skies. Coming up at 9:30, Congressman Peter DeFazio from Oregon, his 4th congressional district, and he's going to tell us about this bipartisan group of 62 members of Congress that have sent a letter to President Bush today calling on him to seek congressional approval before making any preemptive military strikes against Iran. And I'll also ask him about the NSA spying situation. Let's go to Ken in Denver. Ken, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Pleasure to speak with you.
Nice to have you on.
Thank you. I listen to your show just about every day, but I'm in and out of the car, so I rarely get to listen to it from start to finish. I don't know if this is a story that you've touched on, but it had a local spin to it, so I wanted to give you a call about it. Last Thursday morning, I saw this on CNN. There was a young Marine that was killed in a car accident outside of Camp Lejeune a little over a year ago. He was from Fort Lupton, Colorado. His body was returned to Fort Lupton, and per usual, the United States Marine Corps or the U.S. government paid in full for the funeral expenses. There was some sort of mistake, or for some reason, the balance of his personal accounts, checking, and savings accounts were also forwarded to the funeral home. Just so happens that the director of the funeral home is the mayor of Fort Lupton. He took this money, and he has kept the money and has refused to return it to the family of this dead Marine. When the CNN crew was interviewing him, he was very uncooperative, didn't want to talk to him. He listened to him, and then he basically shut the door on him. I find this to be pretty outrageous and just a despicable act. And I haven't heard anything about it on a local level, and I'm pretty angry about it, first of all, because it is local, and secondly, because I'm a former Marine. I was wondering if you had any views on this. And
no, the views on it are you ought to give the money back, and I haven't heard anything about it either, other than that brief CNN report, which I didn't see, but I heard about, and I don't know, maybe we need to call him up. I don't know that he would talk to us, but I think people in Fort Lupton ought to start calling the mayor's office and asking why he doesn't return the money.
Well, I did put in a call myself, and of course, I was forced basically just to leave a message, which has not been returned. I didn't really expect the opportunity to be put through to the office, but you know, I would like to see something done about this, and I think there needs to be a little more dialogue. I'm not sure that the public here knows that this has happened.
Boy, and it was not in the Fort Lupton newspaper up there?
That I don't know about it. I'm actually in Denver. I was just kind of surprised when I saw the story on CNN. And, again, I have heard nothing about it on a local level.
All right, well, you know what? If anybody in Fort Lupton knows about this, please give us a call at 303-713-7600, and we'll see what we can dig up on it this coming week.
Thanks, Jay. You keep up the good work.
All right, Ken, thanks for calling, man. Thanks for your service to the country. All right, does anybody in Fort Lupton know anything about this guy, this mayor? Here's Jessica in Fort Collins. Jessica, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Are you still there?
Yep, I'm here.
Yeah, I just wanted to call and talk about the NSA spying on Americans.
Sure.
And I have to say that as a veteran of the armed forces, it really concerns me that they're doing this.
Yeah, it should scare everybody. You know, regardless of what political party you're a member of, everybody should be shocked by it and scared of this.
Well, the thing that I don't understand is I spent 4 years defending my country, and I was in the Middle East for 10 months, and they want to sit there and tell me that it's okay that they spy on me, and I haven't been committed of any crime.
Yeah, because you make a phone call to me now, all of a sudden they're what? They're gonna get your number. They're gonna get your phone number and keep a record of that.
Exactly, and not only that, you know, how long is it going to be until they start profiling people on their religion? You know, if you don't attend a evangelical church, then are you going to go on a list of blacklists like they did in the 50s?
Well, you know, I think they've been profiling Muslims for a long, long time in this country.
Yeah, but how long is it going to be until they start profiling atheists and pagans and all those people?
Well, I think those are really good, solid questions to ask, and I think this government is definitely completely out of control. So, you know, we got to take back to the country. There's just no other way. We have to vote Democratic, and we've got to get checks and balances back into the Congress and get this country back on its feet again. And we don't have any other choice. And you have every right as a veteran, and thank you for your service to the country. I mean, you have every right to be outraged because this is not what you went and defended your country for.
Well, no, and part of our oath that you take when you sign up to be a troop is to defend the U.S. Constitution. And what does that say about our president if he sits there and breaks every law that the Constitution has?
Yeah, and he took the same oath.
Exactly. And, you know, how do you uphold that oath if you're lying about everything you do?
I don't know. I'm starting to rapidly start to feel, and I hate to say this on the air because It's not a very intellectual comment. Of course, I probably make a lot of comments that aren't very intellectual, but it's not a very intellectual comment. But I'm beginning to think that there's something wrong with this guy.
Yeah.
I know that there's something wrong with George W. Bush. I don't know what it is, but I really think there's something wrong with him. And there's something wrong with the people around him, too. All right. Thank you, Jessica. Appreciate the call.
Thank you. You're welcome. Thanks for taking it.
Okay, and somebody called to tip us off that Channel 7 has been covering the Fort Lupton story. Can we get in touch with somebody at Channel 7 and see if we can book them on to talk about it? John? Okay, we'll see about that. So we'll see if we can get somebody from Channel 7 on to talk about the Fort Lupton story and about what's going on with that. Let's go to Ray in Aurora. Ray, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
Great show. Love it.
Thanks.
New to me, but it's great. Say, I want to just switch over to illegal immigration just for a second or two. You know, with the Cinco de Mayo holiday just passed, makes everything kind of see all the foolishness and all the rhetoric about illegal immigration with all the, camaraderie with the Hispanic Americans and even the spouses that are married to Hispanics that are not Hispanic. Anyways, my son is over in Iraq. He's fighting for this war. He's a half Hispanic. I'm full-blooded. But, you know, I was thinking, you know, and I live here and I work in Denver and Aurora. And it comes face to face and closer to home with me probably than you. But, you know, and just recently I feel I lost my job because of this, this Hispanic situation. But, you know what, I was thinking, even in a job interview this came up again. You know, I'd like to see somebody tell my son that he's not an American.
Well, I think you got a great point there. My son-in-law, by the way, is Hispanic.
Oh, congratulations!
I think you got a great point. I mean, I'd like to see them to tell him that. I'd like to see anybody tell him that he's not American. He's as American as you and I, and perhaps he's probably more American.
Well, yeah, you know, and for some hypocrite to make issues, and, you know, Tancredo doesn't even sound like a Navajo or Arapaho.
I think he's Italian, isn't he?
Yeah. Where does he come off, you know?
He comes off because he gets a lot of political mileage out of it, and that's what he wants. And he gets a lot of attention out of it, and that's what he wants. He has no workable solutions to the problem. He only wants attention and media attention out of it, and he gets plenty of it. And, you know, for a congressman, if you can find something to catapult your name into the national news, then it's a gift and a gold mine, and he intends to mine it.
Yeah, I think you're right. Well, thanks for hearing me, Jay.
Well, Ray, call anytime, man, and the best to your son, and may he be very, very safe.
Thanks a lot, Jay. Appreciate
all right, you got it. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. It's open phones here. Anything you want to talk about, and I got three lines open for the first time this morning here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And we'll see if we get somebody about Channel 7 about that Fort Lupton mayor. See if we can get somebody on about that. And if you want to continue to talk about the NSA story, you know what? Feel free to do so. We've also got Congressman Peter DeFazio coming up next, too. But three lines open at 303-713-7600. And let's get a look at 929 here at AM 760 Progressive Talk, 29 minutes after the hour. Let's get a look at traffic now, progressive traffic, with Amelia Earhart.
All right, thanks, Jay. Still got one crash in the final cleanup stages that lies along northbound I-25 right at Alameda. Emergency crews are currently on the right-hand shoulder here, as well as all of the cars that were involved. So fortunately, all you're dealing with is curiosity slowdowns. All lanes of the highway are now reopened. Southbound I-25 had an earlier crash right around Bellevue. That's now cleared from the drive, and you will find just a bit of slowing as you make your way between University and Colorado Boulevard. Our leftover slow stretches in the drive exist between northbound I-25 between Bellevue and Hampton, as well as along southbound I-225 between Yosemite and the I-25 interchange. In today's forecast, we'll see windy conditions along the foothills, mostly clear skies, highs in the upper 60s and
Thunder Mountain Harley-Davidson is Colorado's newest and largest Harley-Davidson dealership. With over 100 new and used Harleys and Thunder Mountain custom cycles on our showroom floor, Thunder Mountain is your biker headquarters. Stop in today and visit. We're open 7 days a week, and we're located just 35 minutes north of Denver at I-25 and Crossroads Boulevard. That's exit 259. Check us out online at ThunderMountainHarley.com. Thunder Mountain, proud to be Colorado's premier Harley-Davidson dealership.
VH1 Classic presents two of the greatest bands of their era playing nothing but hits. The New Cars and Blondie, together live. Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, Blondie, and the New Cars.
Todd Rundgren, Elliot Easton, Greg Hawks, Kasim Sultan, and Prairie Prince. For the first time in 17 years, the new Cars and Plenty. The event you don't want to miss, May 30th, Coors Amphitheater. Get your tickets on sale right now at all Ticketmaster outlets. Charge by phone at 303-830-TIXS or online at HOB.com. Purchase your tickets online and get a free New Cars and Blondie digital album through eMusic. Let the good times roll again. May 30th, Coors Amphitheater. The New Cars Road Rage Tour 2006 and Blondie. Produced by House of Blues Concerts.
Hi, this is Dr. Roy Martin with Comfort Dental of North Glen. This is my 22nd year with Comfort Dental, and I'm happy to tell you I'm more excited about being a dentist now than I was 22 years ago. With over 100 terrific partners and over 40 offices at Comfort Dental, we now provide quality, affordable dental care to over 700,000 patients throughout Colorado. If you need us once for an emergency or want to stay with us for a lifetime of quality care, check us out. Comfort Dental, we'll be here when you need us.
You know, people like Tom and Marv Alshire, the Alshire brothers, Spanky, Gerard Menard, Dave Dunn, Colby Harris, great people working at Rockies, there to take care of you. I think I mentioned to you that Mary and I had gone to another car lot here about 2 or 3 weeks ago. And we stood around and stood around and stood around. And you know what? Nobody ever came out to say anything. Do you want to buy the car? Do you want to look at the car? Do you want to break in the car? Do you want to steal the car? Do you want to sit on the hood? What do you want to do with it? You know what? Nothing. At Rockies, that won't happen. Now, they're not going to tackle you and force you to buy an automobile, but what they are going to do is they are going to look after your needs because that's what they're all about. Rockies Autos. Go to their website, rockiesautos.com. Check out their inventory. Pre-qualify for a car loan and see what their business philosophy is all about. And also look at a few of their TV commercials, of which I'm on a few. But don't let that hold you back. Rockies Autos, they're just the best. They're just the best people. And you know what? They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. See you out there today at Rockies Autos. Corner 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Comcastic Radio, where we try to entertain you in radio as much as we do everywhere else.
Now, the news.
Comcast High-Speed Internet forces creator of Instant Pudding to retract adjective. I'm Candace Matthews. Ever since Comcast released its lightning-quick Internet service, many have reevaluated the term instant. This morning, a defeated creator of Instant Pudding addressed a crowd of reporters.
I honestly can't believe I'm here today. With DSL and dial-up, I never saw this coming. Comcast High-Speed Internet is a whole new ballgame of instant. My pudding can't keep up with that.
Candace Matthews for Comcastic Radio News.
Now for the skilly diddly.
Get Comcast high-speed internet for just $19.99 a month for 6 months. Act now and save on installation. Just call 1-888-COMCAST. Limited time offer. Not available in all areas. Restrictions apply. After promotion, regular charges apply. Equipment, taxes, franchise, and installation fees. Extra speed comparison for downloads only and compare Comcast 6 megabits per second to 1.5 megabits DSL. Actual speeds vary. Offer varies for non-Comcast video customers. Call for full details.
Jamming it to the GOP.
Because they're jamming it to us.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:34, 34 minutes past the hour. High today, 67. Congressman Peter DePazio from Oregon's 4th Congressional District. He has organized a bipartisan group of 62 members of Congress to send a letter to President Bush today calling on him to seek congressional approval before making any preemptive military strikes against Iran. And we have the congressman on the line. And Congressman DePazio, thank you for joining us this morning on AM 760. It's good to have you here.
Thanks, Jay.
All right, I got to be cynical. My first question is, since this is a president who seems to have a lot of trouble following the law or anything else, what makes you think he would respond to this or he would even take this under advisement?
Well, 62 members of Congress signing a letter is not a daily occurrence around here to the president, particularly on an issue of grave concern, issues of war and peace, the Constitution of the United States,
right.
War powers. So we're just trying to send a message here. I mean, you got an attorney general, Alberto Gonzalez. He was White House counsel. He postulated all this crazy stuff that in a time of war, even though we haven't declared war, that the president has inherent powers to waive the Constitution and, you know, and doesn't believe, he thinks commander-in-chief can declare war. I mean, the founders are pretty clear. No, the president can't declare war because they were worried about how kings had acted historically. We have, you know, 200 years of history on this, so we're just trying to send a message and, you know, just try to get his attention. I have no confidence that it will it'll make a big difference, but hopefully it'll just ring some bell down there.
Well, the one encouraging thing about it is that it is bipartisan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we have a few Republicans of conscience here who are concerned about the Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, the division of powers between the executive, the quaint idea that we are a co-equal and independent branch of the government from the White House. I mean, the Republicans have run this place for the last 5 years like some sort of bizarre form of parliamentary government. Karl Rove writes things at the White House, sends them to Tom DeLay. Until recently, Tom DeLay brings them to the floor of the House, twists arms, and passes them. I mean, and then they bargain back with the Republican Senate. It's been way out of control, and the Republicans, seeing the president's numbers, are kind of edging toward the lifeboats, and I think this may be an issue where they want to exert themselves.
You know, I wanted to get to that. With his poll numbers very perilously close now to Richard Nixon territory at 27%, and he's sitting, I think, at, what, 30 or 31, do you think he's got the political capital? Do you think he's got the trust factor to be able to go out and, again, sell the American people on an idea of going after Iran if we can't settle things with them diplomatically?
Well, where's the diplomacy? Ahmadinejad, I think I got that pretty close.
Right.
The president, I mean, it is historic that he sent this letter. I've read the letter. Yeah, it rambles. It's got some things in it that, are objectionable. But the point is, they sent a letter under the name of their president. It's the first official communication with that country since the hostage crisis. This is an opportunity. I mean, it's just like John Kennedy, when they started the dialogue with Khrushchev over the Cuban Missile Crisis. Khrushchev said some crazy things. Kennedy ignored him, but used the opening and the opportunity to engage in diplomacy that brought an end to the crisis. This administration with, Condoleezza the whatever, Queen Condoleezza, just brushes it off and says this is of no significance. It's of tremendous significance. It's an opportunity. If you believe in diplomacy, they don't.
You know, I never thought I would say this on the air. I never thought that I would say it to a congressman, to a sitting congressman. But I really am beginning to think this. I'm beginning to think that these people, and when I say these people, let me be specific. I'm talking about the President of the United States, the Vice President of the United States, the people surrounding them, including the Defense Secretary, including the Secretary of State, and the rest of them, Hadley and all of them. I don't think they live in reality. And you know what? I think they're a touch mad.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, Dick Cheney has always reminded me of Dr. Strangelove. Condoleezza is, she's kind of a weird unit. I mean, remember once in a press event, she refers to George Bush as her husband. I mean, what's that relationship about? And, I mean, it's a pretty strange group of people. And then their overwhelming ideology is either this weirdo neoconservative reverse domino theory, which hasn't worked out real well in terms of bringing democracy to the Middle East.
No, it hasn't.
Or it's Armageddon-based with the religious right. And there they have a match, unfortunately, with Ahmadinejad, because he's apparently part of a radical sect in Islam that also believes in Armageddon, but that it's the hidden imam and the return of the Grand Mufti and these other things. So, I mean, unfortunately, there's an ideological match between some of the extremes here, which could lead to some very unpleasant endings.
Boy, it sure could. 9:39. It's 39 minutes past the hour here. We have Congressman Peter DeFazio from Oregon's 4th Congressional District on the line with us. Your comments about the story this morning, we've been talking about it all morning in USA Today, that the NSA has a massive database of American phone calls. Can't this president, can't the people around him, can't they read the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution or the FISA court law? How can they just openly, and then there's no... Arlen Specter is the only Republican I can think of that stands up and says anything about this.
Yeah, it's extraordinary. You know, it's not only violating FISA, the Constitution, and showing incredible disregard for the civil liberties of the people of America that we are supposedly defending against those who hate us, according to the president. But it's really bad intelligence. I mean, guess what? What are they going to get out of this? This is John Poindexter's fantasy of data mining. They want all the information about everything everybody in America does every day, and they think they can use an algorithm and find terrorists. How about when they tracked the terrorists to the planning meeting in Malaysia, lost them in Bangkok, had their names, They flew and came into the United States under their own names. The CIA didn't tell the border people. The CIA didn't tell the FBI. They lived under their own names. They had listed phone numbers in San Diego. And what we need is to track every American's communication with everybody else, and this will somehow help us find terrorists when these guys couldn't find terrorists whose names they had when they were living openly in the United States of America. I mean, come on.
It's ridiculous. Plus, on top of that, as USA Today points out, the president has been caught lying once again.
Yeah, he was very clear, saying it was only between, you know, Americans or people calling overseas. And first it was only terrorist suspects. Then it was maybe, well, maybe people, anybody who calls overseas. And now it's maybe anybody, whoever picks up and or uses the telephone. Hello, say hello right now because they are listening.
So when are people on the other side of the aisle going to stand up and are going to say, because after all, you know, when Richard Nixon got in trouble, I mean, at least a couple of Republicans, I think every one of them was Everett Dirksen, stood up and said, you know, this is enough. And didn't Bob Dole go to the president and say, you know, you just can't continue this way, Mr. President? I mean, isn't somebody other than Arlen Specter going to stand up, or is the Republican Party run totally by wingnuts who have just some kind of weird allegiance to this guy and no allegiance to the Constitution or the country?
No, the Republican leaders in the House are joined at the hip to the White House, and they take their direction from Karl Rove. The example I use, it goes back way back to World War II. We had a Democratic Congress, Democratic president. You know, the history, the future of the world was at risk, fighting Nazism, fascism. And, you know, Harry Truman, a senator, was empowered to investigate the War Department and profiteering and racketeering at the War Department,
right,
during a time of extraordinary crisis, and brought about amazing reforms that saved the American taxpayers' money, made us into a more efficient war-fighting machine. And that was Democrats investing Democrats. These people will not live up to their constitutional responsibilities to investigate. No way, no how.
Why?
Because they just decided, you know, some time ago to cast their fate with the president, and everybody thought they were the permanent majority and they wouldn't have to care, and now it's kind of coming apart on them, and now it's become habit, and I think they're worried that if they open an investigation, it's going to make them all look even worse at this point. Yeah, it's that. I mean, it's that. I think it might show the American people that they do have a grain of common sense. They are willing to fulfill their constitutional oath. They are willing to stand separately and investigate and oversee the actions of an administration and look into things that are, in all probability, violations of the law, the Constitution of the United States of America. They might go up in the polls if they did that. I think they're mistaken in their protection for this failing president.
I think he's the worst president of our lifetime?
He's up there with the worst in the history of the republic, in my opinion. I mean, there's a couple in the 1800s who are pretty bad, but he's right up there.
All right. Congressman Peter DeFazio, thank you so, so much for your time. Really appreciate it. It's been refreshing to hear somebody as articulate and as honest and open as yourself, and your constituents are lucky to have you. They really are.
All right. Thank you.
Come back soon.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
There's Congressman Peter DeFazio, and you heard what he had to say. I just marvel at all of this. I really do. All right, it's open phones continuing at 303-713-7600. We're going to talk more about this tomorrow, too, by the way. I mean, this is not the only day we're going to talk about this. We're going to stay on this because this is something that's not going away. And this shouldn't go away, and we shouldn't let the wingnuts run this country. 944.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commissioned loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
For a complete list of merchants. Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and get ready to join AM 760 Progressive Talk for the second annual Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate Women's Only 8K.
Registration begins at $35.
With portions of the proceeds benefiting Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Denver,
as well as the gathering place.
Log on to am760.net. It's the Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate 8K with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
In America, when a 16-year-old youth dies, the cause is usually alcohol-related. Sometimes teens may feel pressure to drink or to ride in a car with someone who has been drinking. As adults, we should not only talk to our teens about peer pressure and alcohol, but should also set a good example for them to follow. This is how we can make a difference right now in our community. This is from Formosa Garden, serving the community for more than a dozen years. Look for them at 16645 East Smoky Hill Road in Aurora.
9:46, 14 minutes away from 10 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Did you know that there are several dog constellations? One constellation is Big Dog, and its brightest star is Sirius, the Dog Star. Now, you know what? I have never gazed at the stars with my dogs. I never have done that with Coco and Jackson. I don't think I could get them to do that, although Coco loves to look out the window endlessly, even if there's nobody there. You know what? We love our dogs, and if you love your dogs as much as we love Coco and Jackson, it's important what you feed your dogs. And, you know, if you haven't turned your dogs on to Purina One to improve their health, then what are you waiting for? You really should. You know what? If you've taken the Purina One challenge with your dog and you've tried Purina One Natural Blends, I'd love to hear from you. To enter, just go online to www.mystory.purinaone.com. That's www.mystory.purinaone.com before the contest ends May the 31st, and I'll read as many stories as I can on the air, and I'll choose one winner to receive a free one-year supply of Purina One Natural Blends. And if you haven't taken the challenge yet, it's not too late. Try Purina One Natural Blends for 30 days and see your dog's healthy energy, skin, coat, and teeth, and digestion. And you know what? You'll be as convinced as Mary and I are, and as Coco and Jackson are. So look for Purina One Natural Blends in the white bag. Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK, and you'll receive a coupon for a free 6.5-pound bag so you can make a healthy change in your dog. And the best part about it is you can make that change naturally. And don't forget, you can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local Safeway.
Do you need someone in your corner to help you with a real estate problem? Do you feel like you're getting ripped off on a mortgage transaction? Then tune into The Real Estate Advocate, noon to 2 Saturdays, with real estate and mortgage expert Sean Healy of Keller Williams Preferred Realty. Sean is here to help you with all your real estate and mortgage questions. Call him at 303-252-4444. That's 303-252-4444. And tune into The Real Estate Advocate right here, noon to 2 each Saturday.
I'm Mark Major with Aspen Tire, the largest independent Goodyear dealer in Colorado, and I want to make shopping for tires easy for you, folks. Go out, check the competition online, check out DiscountTire.com, check out Walmart, check out Sears, then come visit Aspen Tire. At Aspen Tire, our lowest price is always right there in the computer. We have the best price and the best customer service, and not only are we on Tom Martino's referral list, we run the automotive division for them. Call 888-401-AUTO for the nearest location. That's 888-401-AUT.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
9:49, 11 minutes away from 10 o'clock. High today, 67, mostly sunny skies. AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's been nice to have you along this morning. And it's closing moments here of open phones. And we'll get on the phone here and go to RJ from the Colorado American Cancer Society. RJ, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Doing good.
Great. I just wanted to thank you for mentioning the phone number for ACS CAN and our efforts to contact Senator Salazar and ask him to vote no on S-1955. This bill would threaten the two cancer screenings that we have mandated by statute here in Colorado for mammograms and PSA tests for prostate cancer. But and also would eliminate many health care coverages for other chronic diseases such as diabetes, mental health, and other issues. It's just really a bad, bad bill, Jay.
All right, and give the number again where people can call.
It's 1-888-NOW-I-CAN, 1-888-669-4226.
Okay, and people can call that. And
they'll be they'll be directed right to Senator Salazar's office in Washington, D.C.
All right, give them, give the number again.
1-888-669-4226.
All right. R.J., thank you, man. Appreciate you calling in about it.
Well, you're welcome, Jay. Thanks for the time.
You got it. Anytime. Thank you.
You bet. Bye-bye.
All right, get on the horn and call, and I intend to, and you should, too. Let's go to Sandy in Wyoming. Sandy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I love your show.
Thank you.
I listened to Rush Limbaugh for years because I lived in a place where he was the only station I could get in. Oh, I'm so grateful that you're on the radio.
Well, thank you.
Anyway, I just finished reading a Bush called Bush's Brain, and I wanted to say that I think the Congressman DeFazio was a very, very brave man to get on the radio and talk the way that he does, because Karl Rove will definitely remember him.
Well, and Karl Rove may have troubles of his own coming up next week.
Let's hope so.
I hope so.
Yeah. Yeah, but anyway, I think anybody who hasn't read that book needs to read it. And then another book called Shrub by Molly Ivins. You know, and yes, there is something wrong with Bush, and what it is that the guy's crazy. You know, he's something wrong.
Well,
with him.
We've had the author of Bush on the couch. I had him on once when I sat in for Ed Schultz, but I just there's something wrong with this man, and there's something wrong with the people around him. There really is something badly wrong. And Bush is getting ready now to make a statement about the public database, and it'll be interesting to see what he says, because it'll be some cock and bull story that he'll come up with. But
he found a lot of like-minded people. You know, birds of a feather tend to flock together.
Yeah, he needs outside help, and you know what? He had a historic opportunity to do that when he shuffled his cabinet, but instead, he's stuck with insiders who keep telling him the same thing day after day, day after day. And you know what? They're messing with our civil liberties, and we have got to stop them.
Well, let's hope we can.
I know we can if we go to the polls. I know we can if we turn out. I know we can if we support candidates. I know damn well we can.
Yeah, well, I'll be at the polls.
Well, me too. Sandy,
okay.
Thank you.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Boy, it makes me want to go home and give more money I don't have. But, you know, do something. That's for sure. Ron in Loveland. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I just I think there's too many people, though, that are misinformed and believing what they see on the news and TV. I hate to say it, but I don't think things are going to change that much in the future.
I disagree. I think the poll numbers indicate that this presidency is spinning out of control, that there is scandal after scandal and problem after problem coming. There's some that we don't even know about that have yet to come. There's the Rove situation coming up. There's the congressman connected to the Duke Cunningham situation. I mean, these are things we don't even know yet, which are coming down the pile, coming down the gate.
Yeah, and that's excuse me. I wish there were more. I guess I don't want to use the word liberal talk radio, but I guess that would be what it is. I'm just getting kind of sick and tired of the hearing the left wing liberal media. You know, if that was true, then why wouldn't we be hearing more about this on CNN, on Fox News,
well,
on MSNBC?
Because that left wing liberal media stuff is a lie. But we got to step forward, and you got to point out what a lie it is, and you steer people to Media Matters for America and MediaMatters.org. I mean, they've got it all documented there. But, you know, the thing is not to be gloomy and doomy. But, you know, remember this. This is an important thing that we can learn from the neocons. This is an important thing we can learn from the wingnuts. You know, they spent years putting all this together. They didn't put it together overnight. They started back in 1971. They fight liberalism on all fronts, not just individual issues. We need to turn around, and we need to do the same thing, and we need to realize that we're in this for the long haul, and that we are going to fight conservatism at every turn of the mile, at every chance we can get, that we're going to have some losses, but we're also going to have a lot of wins, and that we are not going to give up because we have no other alternative.
Well, exactly, and with this new domestic spying database going on, it's just, you know, how much more needs to go on before people open their eyes?
Well, you know,
turn around and get things going.
You know what? But
the article's impeachment started right now.
But we need to capitalize off that. And the first thing we got to do is we got to talk to the American people about their civil liberties being violated. And we've got to talk to the American people about the fact that we need a change of course in this government. That's what we need to do. That's
exactly
the first thing. We need to get Democrats elected. That's the very first thing we need to do.
And AT&T and Verizon and Bell South for turning over our phone records to help these people out. They should be ashamed of themselves. That is appalling. And, you know, just look at the lies coming out already. We're not listening. We're just tracking in this massive database. Well, if you're not listening, how do you know what to be tracking for? Tracking for, excuse me. You're analyzing patterns to detect terrorism. Well, what patterns do you know to look for if you're not listening to our phone calls?
Well, you heard what Congressman DeFazio said. This is John Poindexter's ultimate fantasy. This is their ultimate data mining fantasy of being able to find terrorists. And what it is it's an invasion of Americans' privacy. Ron, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Thanks, Jay. Take care.
Take care. Here's Lee and Jeffco. Lee, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Jay. Thank you very much. And it was a great interview with Rep. DeFazio. Some new information that will make our blood boil even more was revealed last night, that the NSA will not grant required security clearances to
right.
the Justice Department's Office of Professional Responsibility.
Right.
They sent a fax to a Rep. Hinchey of New York yesterday saying they were closing their inquiry because the lawyers were denied clearance by the government.
Yeah, Hinchey's going to apparently stand up to them and try to fight them on this.
Well, I mean, yes, there's many angles to go on this, and one suggestion was made. Obviously, they can choose lawyers that already have high enough security clearances and call their bluff. But it's essentially they're putting another roadblock into investigating, obviously, what is something that if another party had been conducting it, would have led to impeachment proceedings long ago.
Well, I agree. I mean, I think this president and I think the people around him have definitely broken the law, not once, but have broken the law several times on this. And Hinchey says he's going to stand up to him, and several other Democrats are going to stand up to the NSA and demand that the Justice Department probe go on. And let's hope that they can get it done. Lee, thank you, man. Have a good day.
I appreciate
the call. All right, that's it for this morning. Tomorrow, open phones, but we will have more on this NSA scandal, because I'm determined not to let this go, and you should not be determined to let it go throughout the day.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at cheaperfords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to cheaperfords.com.
Imagine 165,000 people hearing your message for just $1 a spot with no long-term contracts. Now picture an expert writing a commercial for you and professionally producing it at no extra charge. What you're picturing is your business associated with some of the biggest radio stations in Denver. Do you think this is out of your league? Think again. Online advertising is the wave of the future. Are you ready to ride it? Call us now at 303-713-8677. That's 303-713-8677.
Peace of mind. So if you don't have insurance...
Do you have a home improvement project? House need painting? Need a new roof? Building a deck?